news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Newly minted Attorney General Pam Bondi wasting no time getting down to business. Among her first actions, cutting Sanctuary City funding. She's also ordering an investigation of anti-Trump lawfare and is coordinating with Homeland Security in a war on drug cartels. President Trump has signed an executive order banning biological males from competing against women and girls in sports. Texas GOP Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz says, good move, Mr. President.
I will always fight for little girls across the nation to make sure that they do not have to have their dreams of playing sports squashed by men playing in their sports.
Any school allowing men to compete against women or use their locker rooms will lose federal Title IX funding. Today's a deadline for eligible federal workers to accept the Trump administration's offer of a buyout. Across more than a dozen states, from the Midwest to the Northeast, ice a big concern this morning. Ice and snow making for hazardous conditions on roads and sidewalks, also the potential for damage to trees and power lines. AccuWeather's Paul Pastelak expects more of the same for northern states heading into the spring, even as the South thaws out.
You see some cold periods in the Northeast, warms quickly in the Southwest and the Gulf Coast states, and again, a lot of back and forth happening in these Northwest and Northeast regions of the country. As we go into the early part of the spring season.
Given how expensive eggs have become, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that thieves targeted a shipment of eggs in Pennsylvania, making off with 100,000 eggs worth roughly $40,000 taken from the back of a trailer in Antrim Township, South Central PA. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 136 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 18, S&P futures better by 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment, and now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thursday morning, let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker, a slippery morning. Traffic and weather on the threes.
A little bit of everything out there. We've seen snow up around the Pennsylvania line on 83, and then they have an advisory north of the line going up towards Harrisburg, and they could be getting an accumulation there. Looking at the camera here at Liberty Road, it looks like a combination of rain, snow, some areas getting some freezing rain, but I've been looking at the Beltway for a while, been looking at some of the elevated roadways like 95, Russell Street, 395 so far. See spray from the vehicles and the roadways are wet. But you know, some of the colder areas, some of the bridges, overpasses, and ramps could be a problem. Neighborhoods, sidewalks, steps could be a problem. So we have to factor that in. They're working on a water main break. Joppa Road, east of Hartford Road, is going to be some lanes blocked there. There is a minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway inner loop at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Allow yourself some extra time for the morning drive. Some slippery roads thanks to the sleet and freezing rain and snow overnight. It's changing over to liquid this morning. And by the afternoon, we're dry, 45. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures around 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air, 31 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 34 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele. With Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, call or text Vinny right now at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Let's start with the closures or postponements for the major school systems around us this morning. Baltimore County Public Schools delayed 2 hours with no pre-K. Carroll Monroe County Schools delayed 2 hours. Cecil County Public Schools delayed 2 hours. Frederick County Public Schools delayed 2 hours. Harford County Schools delayed 2 hours. Howard County Schools are closed today. Prince George's County Schools are delayed by 2 hours. And Queen Anne's County Schools are delayed by 90 minutes, no pre-K. By the way, Boulder County Government is opening on time. There's a liberal leave until 11 o'clock this morning service. The liberals can simply take the morning off until 11 a.m. There are winter advisories going into effect across Maryland. A mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain is expected, leading to possible hazardous driving conditions. Up to an inch of snow and sleet, depending on where you happen to be. Up to a tenth of an inch of ice, all expected in central Maryland. Higher amounts north and west of Baltimore. An ice storm warning will take effect in western Maryland, where significant icing is expected and travel is being discouraged. Governor Wes Moore has delivered his third State of the State address. Moore appeared before a joint session of the General Assembly yesterday, where he highlighted the two storms the state is facing. Moore said Maryland is being tested by a projected $3 billion budget deficit and the uncertainty created by the new administration in Washington. The governor also titled his budget plan, which he says two-thirds of Marylanders will see a tax cut and 82% will receive either a tax cut or no change at all. And the victim of a Baltimore courtroom shooting has died. Investigators say 35-year-old Gary Wright shot himself last Friday. Detectives believe Wright was suffering from a behavioral or mental health crisis. It is still not clear why he was at the courthouse. It's 6:06 on WCBM. Stein on Sports is next.
Thinking about selling your home in 2025? If so, this is for you. Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, for those finally ready to sell in 2025, what advice do you have?
Sean, just like I told the couple I met with last night, the sooner you start planning, the better. Their story is a common one. They've been sitting on the sidelines for almost 2 years, and now they're finally ready to make a move.
So in 2024, seemed as though sellers moved because they needed to. Do you think you'll see more folks moving because they want to?
We're already starting to see that and expect that trend to continue throughout 2025 with the help of the new incoming administration. For those considering a move, we can provide multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, guaranteed upfront in writing.
If 2025 is the year you make the move, I strongly recommend you call or text Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515 or visit vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles organization, now just 6 days away from the start of spring training, received some interesting news yesterday. Baseball America, for the first time in 3 years, not ranking the Birds minor league system as number one. In fact, they're all the way down to number 17. Vice President of Player Development Matt Blood says that's the way it should be.
Our goal is to win Major League Baseball games, you know, not to have the number one farm system forever. We always want to develop good players as best we can, but ultimately our job is to support the Major League team.
And the Birds have now graduated five top 100 prospects over the past 2 years. Elsewhere, the polar bear, that's Pete Alonso, stays in New York with the Mets. The 30-year-old with 226 home runs since his 2019 debut, second in Major League Baseball behind only Aaron Judge with 232. It's a two-year, $54 million deal for Alonso. On the hardwood last night, what in the world has gotten into the Wizards?
Keyshawn working inside. Kick out the ball.
Another three from the Wizards. On the hardwood, it was Bub Carrington out of St. Francis with the three, 16 points in 35 minutes. Third win in a row last night for the Wizards, 119-102 over the Nets. Coming up at 6:35 is Terrell Suggs, a first ballot Hall of Famer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
To Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen!
your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, February 6, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program this hour, ongoing problems with Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services. We'll take a look at Caroline Leavitt. And some more USAID cuts that are upsetting the Democrats. And Governor Moore's State of the State leads this hour in listening to and rereading his State of the State. Again, a lot short on specifics. You don't get a lot. You just never get a lot of specifics with Wes Moore. You get a lot of platitudes. You get a lot of vague concepts and ideologies. The overall takeaway is he actually compared the challenge that the legislators in Annapolis face to the first responders in the D.C. plane crash the other day. To me, that was the opening part of it, and I just thought it was an inappropriate reference as far as that goes. Yes, you can thank the first responders, but don't put yourself and the Maryland General Assembly members in even the same room as those first responders. I thought that was a swing. NMS. And then he talks about the two storms. And the two storms facing Maryland, one, of course, is the Trump administration. That's one of the storms. And then, of course, the other is what's going on here in the state with a structural $3 billion deficit. But here's the deal. You brought the storm on yourself. Okay, this was not imposed by anybody else but the progressive Democrat Marxist supermajority that dominates the General Assembly. And he says difficult decisions lie ahead.
We only have difficult decisions ahead. We must close this $3 billion budget gap. And we have to do it in a way that actually grows the middle class, that supercharges and diversifies our economy, and breaks our distinct reliance on Washington.
Yeah. Spend less!
Yeah.
How about that? Spend less!
The out-of-control spending, blueprint for the future, the red line project we don't need, the climate change nonsense, the relying on the feds, which is the ARPA money that they relied on for all this. No forensic accountability at all for any of this money going out. And he's expanding the state employees at a time he's calling for us to have some difficult decisions.
Yeah.
Apparently he hasn't made any other than to chase more millionaires out of the state and to hammer us with fees, permit increases, and, you know, nickel and dime us to death here in this state.
And by the way, a thought on that real briefly, after Chuck's traffic and weather, Chuck Whitaker right now, 613, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck, I got to tell you, on my way in this morning, there's a point where 795 merges with the Beltway.
Right.
And as I begin to go around that curve, there's a guy in front of me in the left-hand lane who decided not to slow down for that curve. I saw him slide from the just laterally from the left lane all the way almost over to the far, far right. I thought he was going to total the car. So it is indeed slick out there.
Yeah, and it's varying by where you are. I'm looking live shot here, Bay Bridge. Three lanes open, westbound. I don't see anybody having any problems. We can see the roadway conditions are wet. And from there, it looks like it's still a good trip if you're taking your time and you're trying to work your way across to the Severn River Bridge, which we're looking at now. No issues there. See the spray from the vehicles and then traffic over at I-97 coming south through that area around Route 32. Again, no problems. But if it looks like it's wet and the temperature's right there on the line, like you just said, it could go either way. There's a lot of spray from the vehicles here at I-97 at Route 32. We have not had, and you know, you almost expect when you get this, we'd have a number of vehicles spun out and hitting walls and things like that. No reports so far on any of the major roadways that there are any problems. problems, but isolated areas, neighborhoods, and like Kristen just said, her car was iced over. So sidewalks, your driveway, your steps, things like that, that could be a problem. Now, up on 83, there's an advisory from PennDOT on the other side that says 83 above the line and Harrisburg, they're having problems, most snow there, and they're indicating that the commercial vehicles, the trailers, really limited to stay in lane. So it just depends on where, out of rain, shit, but you need to be prepared either way to really lock down and sell some extra. Wreck on the Capitol, by the way, in at Kenilworth Avenue, Prince George County.
Yeah, it sounds exceptionally good, Chuck.
Yeah, we're having, I don't know if it's weather or your line is breaking up on a...
I think it's just doing voice effects. It's very good.
Yeah, he's a very talented guy.
Yeah,
but,
it's amazing.
So we may want to reboot and reestablish there as far as that goes. But
what's in a boot?
Exactly.
I'll do that now.
Yeah, thank you. Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, winter weather advisory still in effect. This morning, as a mixture of sleet and freezing rain in the area, it will change over to rain later this morning. Then it'll be drying out by this afternoon. 45 tomorrow. The sun returns in a high of 48. We're right around freezing here this morning. 31 in Owings Mills. It's 33 in the city. So you can see right now the precipitation in south and east of the city. It's largely rain and or freezing rain. And then you go a little bit north and west of the city, and we're getting some sleet that's falling. No snow, but
a lot of black ice.
Yeah, a lot of black ice, because what happens is that rain falls and it freezes as it hits the cold ground. Time for some one-liner news here this morning. Donald Trump will be the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. He plans to be in New Orleans for the big game on Sunday, so you can expect tight security, long lines, and they'll run out of Diet Coke by halftime. Indictment.
Just in his suite.
That's right. Yeah. Indictment of Sean Combs case alleges he once dangled a woman off of a balcony. See, whatever of the simpler, more innocent times in pop music when the only person being dangled off the balcony was Blanket Jackson. Remember that?
Yes, that's true.
Michael Jackson's son? Yeah. Fox News has given Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, her own show on Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she won't.
We'll see.
Hopefully she won't catch RMV. That's the Rupert Murdoch virus.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, her own show. I guess she's getting out of politics because she can't run the RNC and
that's right,
and do all of that while being at Fox. For the upcoming Super Bowl, the NFL removing the message "End Racism" printed in the end zones. For Cleveland Browns fans, the end zone is a place where touchdowns are scored.
Nice. Nice.
It's an instruction. Or a prayer.
That's nice.
Ozzy Osbourne will reunite with the original Black Sabbath members for a farewell concert in England this July.
That's worth a trip, huh?
Well, he really will be the Iron Man at that point. 1968 is when the band formed, and guess what? It's the only rock band performing today that has all the original members.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I always liked it because of Tony Iommi, who's an amazing guitarist for Black Sabbath. He'll be back. The whole crew's going to be back.
Who got replaced on the Stones?
Oh, a lot of people. You have Jagger, and you have Richards is still around. Yeah. Charlie Wyman passed.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
The drummer, of course. Charlie Watts. Bill Wyman.
Brian Jones went swimming.
Mick Jones, a lot of them.
Such an elegant way of saying it.
Exactly. New poll out.
Sort of kind of swimming.
25% of people hope that Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor Swift immediately after the game. Assuming, of course, the Chiefs win, which the officials will make sure that happens. Won't be the first time a football player takes a knee after the game.
Yes.
Today, of course, is Thursday, February 6th. It is Ronald Reagan's birthday. We'll hear from him in just a second. But a little bit of a congressional levity yesterday. Eli Crane, the retired Navy SEAL, now a congressman from Arizona, along with Jim Comer, having some fun at the expense of our own Jamie Raskin.
Mr. Chairman, would it be possible to get some therapy dogs in here for my colleagues on the other side of the aisle?
We could ask Mr. Raskin's shrink.
I'm worried about their mental stability.
Especially after Raskin wanted to have a psychotherapist come in and talk to the... You know, Trump is flooding the zone, and the Democrats don't know what to do. I mean, they're
back on the heels, issue after issue.
It really is, and we'll get into that maybe a little bit later on this morning. Happy birthday, heavenly birthday to the Gipper, former President Ronald Reagan.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Yeah, and just in case you didn't know, he was the original MAGA.
You and your forebears built our nation. Now, please help us rebuild it. And together, we'll make America great again. Thank you very much.
There you go.
The great man. Yeah, the Gipper. You know, we're fortunate to have two incredible presidents in our lifetime. Of course, that would be the current one, Donald Trump, and Ronald Wilson Reagan. They're just great Republican presidents. Yeah, hey, guys.
One of the odd things, of course, repeating history, is Reagan was consistently criticized for not being smart enough, not being ready for the office, not being capable, not being able to do the job. He was a fish out of water, et cetera, et cetera. And turned out to be, I think, one of the greatest presidents of the 20th century, and I think probably one of the top 5 or 10 presidents of the country's history.
Absolutely. So miss him dearly. 621. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. Yep. 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Well, I had the guys from Tim Kyle in my house yesterday finishing up a little job on my furnace. They had a great job. The heat is wonderful. They cleaned up after themselves. It looks like nobody was there except they have brand new equipment down in the furnace area right now. And Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And that's what I used them for yesterday, but I've used them for electrical for years now. They have a bit of trust and name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service, really was exceptional, to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, and Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them right now, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you'll find them online, timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Cooler.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the ruby-throated Chuck Whitaker.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if I'll have to look that up. That might be an insult.
Chuck, it sounded like a thing, all right? It sounded like a thing. So just do it.
Hi, Mr. Elliott. Thank you. You're the assistant PD, I guess. How the hell do I know? Got more authority than I got. I'm looking at the elevated roadway here, 95 Russell Street. I know. It's 95. Russell Street, 395. We're doing okay. It's raining. I don't see any problems with the roadway. I don't see anybody spinning out. The spray from the vehicles, it's raining. We can see that. And the traffic going into the tunnels, still doing okay as well. It's going to be some areas where it's going to be some ice, going to be some freezing rain, neighborhoods, sidewalks, things like that. But the heavily traveled roadways, at least so far, are doing okay. No big incidents coming in from the state police or the local authorities. I would watch your speed anyway anytime we get any rain or whatever on the JFX from Ruxton Road towards downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, winter weather advisory still in effect through this morning. A mixture of sleet, freezing rain throughout the area today. So slow it down, drive carefully and slowly, especially on bridges and overpasses, which they end up freezing first. So very slippery this morning. This will change over to rain later this morning, then dry this afternoon. 45 the expected high. It's 34 and raining in Annapolis right now. Yesterday's State of the State Address by Governor Wes Moore.
So this year, we have put forward a common sense package for tax reform that will make taxes simpler, fairer, and pro-growth.
Yeah, well, the Wall Street Journal does not agree. We'll get to the op-ed a little bit later on this morning. They're calling it the Californication of Maryland.
Yeah.
Where it's just, it's amazing. Once again, Martin O'Malley did this, and it did not work out. You had thousands of well-off Marylanders flee the state. And I remember, as I said years ago, you know, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, this used to be the free state, and now it's the flee state.
Yeah.
Or the fee state, now it's the flee state because people will be leaving.
Yes. We'll be asking people that have done exceptionally well to pay a little bit more so we can invest in growing our economy.
Well, if you want to invest in growing the economy, why don't you do things to keep them here? A small business is the major growth engine in Maryland and in the country. You're going to be driving people, small businesses out of the state, and people making over $500,000 out of the state.
The idea is somehow that it's appropriate for government to target one group of individuals and say, for any reason, we're going to tax you more because we've decided we can do it and we can get away with it. I don't care if you're targeting the rich or targeting a minority. Whatever it is, it's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. We're going to ask the people who've done really well. Well, fine. They're also very mobile. They'll leave, jerk.
Yeah, and they can. But it's the people that are lower middle class, and the poor and the lower middle class. You know, maybe the upper middle class can, if they get closer to retirement, can leave the state. But a lot of people are here because they can't afford to move out of the state. And you're penalizing and punishing them.
And our job is not simply just to batten down the hatches. We must prove that when Maryland was tested, that we collectively met this moment.
When it comes to taxation, the governor's budget merely gives with one hand while taking with the other.
Yeah, that was the response to the latter part of that by Delegate Jason Buckle from Allegheny County. Mm-hmm. And he points out Maryland ranked 49th, almost dead last in private sector job creation. We're 46th in the nation in domestic migration. That's the percentage of residents leaving our state for other states. It is this path that has brought us to the $3 billion structural deficit that we currently are facing, which is expected to grow, by the way, to $6 billion in fiscal year 2030. And now, again, it's blame the Trump administration. You know, I think it was Marty who said, basically, Trump is forcing Maryland and Governor Moore into rehab. You know, we have an addiction. They talk about opioids. We have an addiction to spending in this state. And that addiction has got us into a problem. We're almost to the point of ODing. And now he's forcing us into the Betty Ford Center.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of people, you have to bottom out before you can have a problem. Look, one of the biggest things is, and here's the thing, he said two-thirds of Maryland is going to get a tax cut, okay? We've done the math on that. Do you know what the average is for the two-thirds of Maryland?
No,
from middle class?
No.
$173.
Mm. So well, that's where you take it up in fees.
Yeah, fees, permit increases. They're removing the itemized deductions. From the state tax return. That's going to wipe out your $173, lickety-split. That's going to be gone. And again, it's $145 million he's shifting to the backs of local governments who will, as a result, likely be forced to increase local taxes. So that's going to be a tax increase on us, as well as eliminating those itemized deductions. And, of course, by the way, the vehicle trade-in allowance, gone. That's going to add the price of $1,200 to a new car when you purchase it.
Oh, swell.
And then there's the Amazon and DoorDash delivery fee. We'll get into that a little bit later on here this morning as well. And he claims that individuals won't pay that. I don't know what world he's living in. 6:29, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Thank you, Sean. Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why the best time to dive into Rescue February specials are right now. Rescue's most popular products, their premium Omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or go online, use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50. Use it online when you visit res-q.com. That's rescue.com. When you don't forget the code, by the way, that's OMEGA50 when you buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50 to fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Coming up next, more USAID outrages at 6:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Major school systems that are closed or postponed this morning. Baltimore County Public Schools delayed 2 hours. Carroll County Schools and Cecil County Schools both delayed 2 hours, as is Frederick County Schools. Hartford County Schools delayed 2. Howard County Schools are closed. Prince George's County Schools delayed 2 hours. And Queen Anne Schools delayed 90 minutes with no pre-K. There are winter advisories going into effect across Maryland. A mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain still coming down, leading to possible hazardous driving conditions. Up to an inch of snow and sleet, depending upon where you are, and up to a tenth of an inch of ice, all expected in central Maryland, higher amounts north and west of Baltimore. Governor Wes Moorehead delivers his third State of the State address last night. Moore appeared before a joint session of the General Assembly, where he highlighted the two storms the state is facing. Victim of a courtroom shooting has died in Baltimore County. Investigators say that 35-year-old Gary Wright shot himself last Friday. Detectives believe Wright was suffering from a behavioral or mental health crisis. It's still not clear why he was at the courtroom, and that is in Baltimore City, not in Baltimore County. My error. Three suspects in custody. Police are looking for a fourth in connection with a fatal shooting of a teenager last month in Columbia. Howard County Police offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of 16-year-old Jemek Parker. Investigators believe Parker shot and killed 17-year-old Lance Carrington in what they're describing as a targeted robbery attempt. 6:31 right now, coming up on 6:32. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Lottery numbers, 653 is your pick 3. Your pick 4, 2578. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We've been looking at 83 up in the Hereford zone all the way up to the state line. And we can see the roadway conditions are wet. The travel is still good. Fairly quiet traffic right now, both sides of the roadway. A lot of spray from the vehicles. Now looking at 83 on the JFX. And we're here right at the city-county line. Again, the pace is good. Might be a little bit slower, but no indications that the roadway is having any problem other than the fact it's raining and the roadways are wet. Now, the ramp traffic, bridges and overpasses, always a potential problem, but so far we have not seen that rash of accidents that you might expect with the conditions being that they are right now. We went back through Annapolis again. Bay Bridge, lanes are open, 3 west, 2 east, and the conditions through Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge are wet, and the pace is still doing okay, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Allow yourself some extra time for the morning drive. Some slippery roads thanks to the sleet and freezing rain and snow overnight. It's changing over to liquid this morning. And by the afternoon, we're dry, 45. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures around 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota in 6 days as spring training 2025 gets underway. One of the pitchers most under the microscope will be reliever Felix Bautista, trying to battle back from Tommy John surgery back in 2023. The question is, can he? And what kind of Felix Bautista will we get? MLB.com Orioles beat writer Jake Rill was on MLB Radio.
Yeah, Elias said it's not going to exactly be a normal spring training for him at the start. I mean, this is a guy who hasn't pitched since late in the 2023 season, obviously out with the Tommy John surgery. So they're definitely going to ease him back into action a little bit. They're not just going to throw him out there and, you know, build him up like it would be a normal spring training. They're going to be very careful with him, knowing that it's been a while since he's pitched.
Remember his numbers back in 2023. The mountain was unhittable. 8-2, a 1.48 ERA, 33 saves, 110 strikeouts in just 61 innings pitched. Elsewhere in baseball, Pete Alonso stays in New York. $54 million over 2 years, joins Juan Soto in the middle of that Mets lineup. The Polar Bear second only to Aaron Judge in home runs since 2019. Honor ceremony in New Orleans tonight, and a lot of Ravens up for a lot of awards. Lamar for MVP, Derrick Henry for Offensive Player of the Year, Roquan Smith for Man of the Year, and of course the Hall of Fame, Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith. Yanda, here he is at his Ring of Honor ceremony a couple years back.
To Mr. Bisciotti and the entire Baltimore Ravens organization, thank you for drafting me. Thank you for giving me a chance. Everybody needs a chance, and Baltimore gave me that opportunity.
Truly one of the greatest Ravens of all time. 8 Pro Bowls, 7 All-Pro selections, a Super Bowl champion, and in my opinion, a first-ballot Hall of Famer. To the NBA, where the Wiz won their third in a row. That's right, I said the Wiz won their third in a row. 119-102 over the Nets in Brooklyn. Baltimore's Bub Carrington with 4 3-pointers, 16 points overall. And it was a busy night for the league off the court. The Wiz sending Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks for Chris Middleton. Jimmy Butler for a trade in Miami, ends up in San Francisco as a Warrior with Steph Curry. And finally, President Trump signed an executive order yesterday that bans transgender athletes from participating in girls and women's sports in college. The order, titled Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports, gives federal agencies, including the Justice and Education Departments, wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal funding abide by Title IX in alignment with the Trump administration's view, which interprets sex as their gender someone was assigned at birth. With this executive order, the president said, the war on women's sports is over. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is Terrell Suggs a first ballot Hall of Famer?
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
On the field, the case for Terrell Suggs is impeccable.
Yes.
Sacks, 8th all-time. Tackles for loss, the all-time NFL record, 17 years, Super Bowl champion, NFL defensive MVP, no doubt about it. The question is off the field, and this is the age-old debate. Should a player's off-the-field behavior affect his Hall of Fame credentials? And you'll remember a couple of incidents with Terrell Suggs back in 19, the domestic dispute with his then fiance. In 24, brandished a gun at a Starbucks in Arizona, mm-hmm. You know, was brought up on those charges. What do you guys think? Does that affect?
Well, the standard for this is O.J. Simpson.
He's in the hall.
He's in the hall.
He's still in the hall.
Still in the hall. So, I mean, until O.J. Simpson is removed from the Hall, I don't see how you keep other people out of it, of that kind of ilk. I mean, yeah, incredible football player on the field, not a very good person off the field.
Okay, so that may be the standard, but I guess my question is it right? Like, shouldn't we be expecting more from a Hall of Famer? Isn't the I could be wrong, but my opinion, I mean, isn't the definition of a Hall of Famer more than just his football credential?
Well, let me jump over on different sports. That's certainly the case that baseball keeps making against Pete Rose, who I think should be in the Hall.
Frankly. Okay. So off the field doesn't matter to you then?
Well, it depends on what kind of off the field it is. I think in the Suggs case, these were two cases separated by 5 years. There's been no other reports of any other kinds of misbehavior. I think you give him a pass on that stuff and let him in.
Well, but in the Rose case, he was accused of betting on the game.
Yeah.
That's on the field. That's part of the game. And that disgraces,
you say that is?
That disgraces okay. the game.
And not only that, but it's the cardinal rule,
right?
It's posted in the dugout.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He wasn't a cardinal.
Just so he was a Red.
Yeah,
and an Expo, and a Philly,
and a Philly. Yeah, absolutely.
For that matter.
Look, I would agree. It would be nice to have a morals clause like many companies have.
Correct.
If you shame the company, mm-hmm. it's a fireable offense. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have a morals clause in the Hall of Fame. If it's not in there, it should be.
Okay.
Same thing with doing Morning Drive Radio.
Yeah, and Ty Cobb was a racist, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on there, that's for sure. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
interesting
it.
Stuff.
Yep, 6:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. No, the USAID stuff continues to just boggle the mind.
Yeah, Caroline Levitt yesterday. This is a question. I can't, frankly, there's a mental block I have. The smirker. I can never remember this woman's name. Here's a question.
Caitlin Collins,
yes,
of CNN.
Yeah. Caitlin Collins asked Caroline Levitt a question about how dare Donald Trump, who, by the way, is in charge of the executive branch of the government, how dare he fire his own employees?
And on what happened on Friday night, the administration fired several inspectors general without giving Congress the 30-day legally required notification that they were being fired. And then yesterday we saw several prosecutors, I believe 12, fired from the Justice Department who worked on the investigations into the president. How is the administration deciding which laws to follow and which ones to ignore?
It is the belief of this White House and the White House counsel's office that the president was within his executive authority to do that. He is the executive of the executive branch, and therefore he has the power to fire anyone within the executive branch that he wishes to.
Period. The smirker wasn't quite done yet. She had another question.
You're confident that if they bring lawsuits against you, the prosecutors who were fired, that they will succeed?
We will win in court.
Period. We will win in court. And look, I think it's a perfectly legitimate point to take. If you want to challenge us in court, knock yourself out.
See, but the left, including their propaganda wing, which CNN is, they believe that all federal positions are permanent. Once you get in there, it's a lifetime appointment that you cannot be fired. In many cases, they're right. It's very difficult to fire people in the federal government for a number of reasons. But, again, he's absolutely right. Executive branch, president's ahead of the executive branch. He has the full authority to fire anybody working the executive branch.
Frankly, if so many Caroline Levitt cuts available this morning, we could probably do an hour with just her comments on various issues yesterday. She's really turned into quite a rock star, particularly amazing for a woman this young to be this able behind the podium to field questions from all over the place. She yesterday made a statement about the kind of crap that the Democrats want to leave alone in USAID.
The long list of crap that this administration is cutting, $2 million for sex changes in Guatemala, $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt, $20 million on a new Sesame Street show in Iraq, $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. I could go on and on.
Yeah, she could go on and on because the list is really amazingly long. I keep looking for a concise list, but everybody wants to opine on it for a couple of pages.
Yeah, I got a bunch
more. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
By the way, this just in, Carroll County Public Schools are closed.
All right, Carroll County.
Due to inclement weather, Carroll County Public Schools will be closed today. Offices, including central office, will open at noon. That just in from the Carroll County School System.
Yeah, and as far as we know, Baltimore County Public Schools are still open, but delayed by 2 hours.
Frederick County Public Schools delayed two. Cecil County Public Schools delayed two. Harford County Schools delayed two. And Howard now closed. And you say Carroll is closed as well. All right. 6:43 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And my mother called and she says she thinks I should come home right now.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it's only fair.
Did
the streetlights come on? Because that's usually the suffer.
It's called early release for old traffic reporters.
Is that what you're calling Debbie now, my mother?
Wow.
Now,
oh,
see.
Wow.
What would you say? What would you say the answer is?
I'm just asking a question. You're the one who stated it.
What would you say the answer to that is, Mr. Casey?
I'm not going there.
No. Yeah, you're not going there. See, you probably see. That's Let me bring up the date here. First reports now, some trees down out towards Georgia Avenue, New Hampshire Avenue. That's at Montgomery County and the Howard County line. So that's the first indication that some of the freezing rain could be having a problem in those areas out to the south and west. Also right off of Route 97, some of the areas north and west of the Capitol Beltway are getting that area where now we see where they could be having problems with the branches in the trees. They're working on a water main break. Joppa Road has limited lanes east of Harford Road. And if you're in Timonium and in between there and Cockeysville, there's a report of a vehicle fire just in at York Road and Pedonia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast. The winter weather advisory in effect through this morning as we had a mixture of sleet and freezing rain still falling through the area this morning. And that'll change over to all rain later this morning as the temperatures begin to rise. It'll be drying out this afternoon, 45 tomorrow, sunny, and 48 right now. 33 in Columbia, and it is 35 in Annapolis. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. I've eaten so much liver, I can only make love if I'm smothered in bacon and onions.
It's a whole new experience.
1939, a Kellogg's employee named Mildred Day created and published a recipe for Campfire Girls bake sale consisting of Rice Krispies, melted marshmallows, and margarine. Uh-huh. It became known as Rice Krispies Treats.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
And now Kellanova, the brand behind Rice Krispies, has partnered with Golden West Food Group to launch Rice Krispies Ice Cream. Following the buzz of their Eggo waffle ice cream, Rice Krispie Treats Ice Cream coming to a Kroger, Albertsons, and Walmart.
Oh.
In the coming weeks, folks.
All right. Soon to come will be Kellogg's Liver and Onions Ice Cream.
They have, don't they have the Cocoa Krispies ice cream treats, too?
Do they really?
The chocolate
ones? I've
not
seen them. I'd probably try one.
I thought they did.
Because they're high in sugar.
Smirnoff is bringing the heat and some serious drip just in time for the Super Bowl season, teaming up with Super Bowl 50 champ Vernon Davis, who, by the way, is a Maryland guy, went to Maryland. And the vodka brand just launched Smirnoff's Extraordinary Drops. The ultra-limited merch collection that blends sports, sneakers, and style. Every item is up for grabs, just $12.99. Same price as Smirnoff's iconic number 21 vodka.
Uh-huh.
Subway's testing a new Oreo-flavored footlong Subway. It is now available nationwide. So if you want a footlong Oreo, head over to Subway a little bit later on today. Of course, enjoy the entire family could eat that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all good news.
And again, maybe not.
Maybe not. Is mother still calling? That is the question.
There's enough milk.
There was.
Take care of it myself.
There's my mother, the car.
Mm-hmm.
And of course. No.
Yeah, we used to call her Edsel for short.
Set you up for that one, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, we work well together.
Yes, we do.
But that's really quite enough about talking about how great her bumpers are, okay?
Mm-hmm. I told you to stay out of this.
Yes, he could be a
you
problem.
You had your say last break, Bruce.
No, I know. I just...
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:48.
Calm me down, will you?
I will. 12 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. Caroline Levenmore cuts from her. And look, I think the big story here is this massive media scandal. The USAID funding millions of dollars for Politico, the New York Times, Reuters, AP, BBC, et al. We'll get to that here in just a second. But that to me, is the biggest story of this USAID, besides the fact they were funding bioweapons research in Wuhan.
Yeah, in addition to all the other woke causes they were imposing upon other countries, many of which had no particular
fondness for the kinds of perversions that the USAID was funding. Sorry to characterize it in that way, but if you're in a very conservative, a religious conservative country, and some guy from some other country says, here, I got a great idea, let's put on a transsexual opera for everybody. This is not going to be exactly, you know, hitting down the middle of Main Street here. You're going to catch the very fringe, and you're going to alienate most of the folks who live in that country. And that is what I would argue USA has been doing. Now, the Democrats have been ignoring all the stuff that's happening in this country, Sean, while they're focusing on USAID. And why can't we spend $1 billion more here and $1 million more there? Meantime, there are still people in Asheville, North Carolina, who are living in a tent.
Democrats are outraged that the American people want to be, they want their taxpayers going to good uses, not stuff like this. But then they're very quiet about the fact that there are still North Carolinians and people in California who have lost everything. And in the last 4 years, this federal government did nothing to help them. This president will continue to put Americans first. And I think the successes of this week so far speak to that. And it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing about it.
How about nearly $8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language?
Oh, yeah, because in Sri Lanka, that's a big issue, Sean.
How about $20 million for a new Sesame Street show in Iraq?
Yeah, I wonder how that plays out.
Or $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan, of all places.
Oh, those Kazakhstanians, Kazakhstanites. Kazakhstan.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. No wonder they're fleeing that country and coming here.
What kind of nonsense are we selling in Venezuela? Because they're fleeing that country like crazy.
All right, we got lots more examples of that coming up through the course of the show here today and in the near future. The list goes. And it's just one federal agency.
Yeah, just one.
And Chuck Schumer kind of stepped in it the other day when he talked about other agencies could be at risk. Well, let's bring it on.
Yep.
6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. The Best in the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Americans have different worldviews. Some are Christian, some are not. Some were born here, some are not. Some of us live in cities, others in the country. We certainly have different political opinions, but we're all Americans, and as such, we should strive to make America great. Our founders enjoyed God's favor on our land as they believed that God blessed us. Surely in these difficult times in which we live, that try men's souls, we can only benefit from continued holy protection. We live in a dangerous world, so it only makes sense to implore our sovereign creator to constantly be with us. President George Washington offered this prayer in part. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou wilt keep the U.S. in the holy protection and that thou wilt be pleased to dispose us to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind. And without those things, we can never hope to be a happy nation. This is a prayer we all can and should pray today. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
How about $84 million in taxpayer funding from USAID to Chelsea Clinton?
Oh, she's short on money, so you know. Plus, you know, she does have the cure for pneumonia, if I recall correctly.
But wait a minute. Pam Bondi, hello. Someone that get this on the Attorney General's radar screen. Why would the Agency for International Development, now I understand there's a Haiti connection here, but apparently through Judicial Watch, we're learning Chelsea Clinton used finances that were supposed to be used for homeless people in Haiti. She used the money for her own wedding. $3 million. For the cost of a wedding.
$3 million for a wedding?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So, again, I don't know all the specifics. I just saw the story this morning. But this needs to be fully investigated by the Department of Justice.
Line by line. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, the roadway conditions are wet. We're definitely lighter through the area, but you're going to have to pay attention to your speed. Some areas it's wet. Some of the bridges, overpasses, and ramps could be a little bit icy. We have not had this rash of accidents, but I thought just a minute ago I heard Baltimore County going out to an accident. I'm not sure yet if it was on the northeast side of the Beltway. We'll get more information on that. There's a vehicle fire as you're traveling York Road at Pedonia Road. Crews are working on a water main break, limited lanes, Joppa Road to the east of Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
All right, joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline, State Highway Administration, Chuck Gisler. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, folks. How you doing?
We're doing fine. How are the roads doing?
The roads are in good shape. I just took a look at our report that we get from our operations center. The air temperatures and the surface temperatures, the pavement temperatures, are actually starting to get a little bit above freezing in some areas. And actually, most of the areas in Baltimore County and Anne Arundel County. So that is good news. The bad news, however, is that it is wet roadways, and a lot of people tend to take that too fast, and then in the end up hydroplaning and losing control. So we need folks to slow down. But right now, the state highway system appears to be in good shape. There are areas where the ice built up in trees, and we do have an issue on US 1 up in Harford County at Old Joppa Road where a tree fell and took out the southbound lane. So that's a very busy route there. So we want folks just to maybe keep that in mind, maybe take the bypass instead.
Very good. All right. Slow it down and take your time this morning. Charlie, thanks so much. Appreciate the update.
You got it. Take it easy.
Charlie Gisler over at the State Highway Administration, your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be a winter weather advisory still in effect this morning as a mixture of sleet and freezing rain in the area. We'll change over to rain later this morning and then dry this afternoon, high of 45. We now have a updated school announcement. Hartford County School is now closed, joining Howard County and Carroll County and changing their status from opening delayed to closed. That's Howard County, Carroll County, and Hartford County Schools closed today. Talking a little bit about the Department of Juvenile Services, which continues to be under fire, and their embattled Secretary Vinnie Schiraldi. Mm-hmm. We now find out, you know, and this happens in prisons and juvenile detention facilities all across the country. It had been the standard that all the phone calls that were originating or coming into these facilities were recorded. And the reason why they were recorded, they wanted to make sure that the thugs and the inmates weren't able to conduct business from inside their jail cell or inside the detention facility. Well, now we learn in the latest hearing that Maryland's juvenile facilities under scrutiny for changing that. Here's Senator Bill Folden, who, by the way, is going to be a guest with us in about 10 minutes on his new piece of legislation, grilling the secretary over these phone calls.
Are you monitoring the phone calls that are happening with the children any longer?
We don't tape the phone calls any longer.
Is there a reason we don't do that?
Yes, it is not the industry standard to tape children's phone calls from juvenile facilities.
It's not the. Was it done prior to you being here?
It was.
Wait a second. We're not taping them. So you're still listening in, but if something happens, you have no evidence.
Right. Exactly. In Ohio, youth facilities warn calls are subject to recording. Texas and Louisiana have similar policies allowing for the monitoring and recording of calls to maintain security and order. Here's activist Kenji Scott on what these youths can do from inside the jail cell.
If they want to kill somebody, they can make a phone call and have somebody killed. If they want a guard assaulted, they can make a phone call and have a guard assaulted.
So, meaning it's business as usual. In the Department of Juvenile Services, they just have a momentary glitch. They've been detained. They're getting, you know, three hots and a cot inside the DGS, and but they're still maintaining their lucrative criminal enterprise and empire from inside it. And so Scott, the former leader of a juvenile justice coalition, says this is all on Governor Moore's laying that at his feet. Yeah. He's the one that appointed Schiraldi. He's the one that continues to supervise and stand by Schiraldi, and his priorities are out of whack.
So if the governor prioritized children, then Schiraldi would be gone.
the governor's not prioritizing Maryland's children.
Wow.
Yeah. And my question is, if you're not securing phone calls, if you're not listening and or recording the phone calls, what other security lapses? And Schiraldi admitted, in that was Senator Folden, the Republican from Frederick County, by the way, he joins us in about 9 minutes. He is, what else? What other security lapses are there? And this was being done at DJS before Schiraldi got there. Schiraldi comes in. He stops the practice.
Jimmy, I'm just astounded at the idea that you have the capacity. If somebody's in there, and some of these, quote, you know, youth are pretty violent young men. So say you have a gang leader in there and says, are you going to put a hit on, you know, some kid? Then you have somebody hear that. But there's no proof, because there's no tape, there's no proof that was ever said.
Right.
So if somebody outside dies because of the instructions of somebody inside, where do you go from there?
What happens? And now I begin to question, is every one of these calls being monitored? If they're not recording them, and then how are we sure that they're being monitored? We're not. And so let's say they want to put a hit out on a guard inside the detention facility.
Yes.
How would they know? How would they know to warn that guard or protect that guard? Folks, this DJS, this secretary, and this governor have no clue as to what they are doing. It's 7 o'clock. Stay with us on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Emulating her boss, that would be President Trump, newly confirmed Attorney General Pam Bondi has hit the ground running, coordinating with Homeland Security to crush drug cartels, and that's just the start.
Bondi is directing the Department of Justice to halt federal funding to sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement agents. A court ruled in President Trump's favor back in 2020, finding that his DOJ was legally allowed to deny grants to cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement agents. Bondi's move to cut the federal funding was one of her day one directives, which also included establishing a weaponization working group to review instances of politicized justice. Tisha Stevens reporting.
From now on, any school allowing men to compete against girls or women in sports or use their locker rooms risks losing federal Title IX funds. That's under an executive order signed by President Trump. Desperate to stop at least some Trump nominees, Senate Democrats spent the night filibustering Russell Vogt, nominated to head the Office of Management and Budget. House Speaker Mike Johnson says more proof of the Democrats' obstructionist agenda.
This week, Democratic leadership sent a letter to their members that you all saw, that the media characterized as a war plan to take on President Trump. In the letter, the Democrats laid out the foundation for a government shutdown. That's their plan, to stop President Trump. And the question we're all asking is, why do they want to stop?
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point ordering a dozen cadet clubs focusing on ethnicity and gender to disband. This after President Trump's executive order halting DEI programs in the government. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 13 points. The Nasdaq futures are down 34. S&P futures 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, the following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
703 right now. Good morning.
On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And again, with this freezing rain and sleet and a little bit of snow mixed in, everything's all wet. There's a report of a tree down. Now, Bel Air Road at Old Joppa Road, there's room to get by, but it's moving traffic over into the center part of the roadway. Just heard a fire call in Irvington along Yale Avenue. We'll get the cross street on that. But if you're traveling on Yale Avenue between Beachfield Avenue and Frederick Avenue, heads up, the fire department is queuing up now in that area. Continue to watch your speed potential with the icy areas around town. But for the most part, what we're seeing is the roadways are wet. A lot of spray. Just plan on the extra time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Allow yourself some extra time for the morning drive. Some slippery roads thanks to the sleet and freezing rain and snow overnight. It's changing over to liquid this morning. And by the afternoon, we're dry, 45. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures around 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 32 degrees. Bel Air has 31. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, that's dangerous right there, folks, right at the freezing mark. Be aware of black ice, please. There are winter advisories going into effect across Maryland. A mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain expected, leading to possible hazardous driving conditions. Up to an inch of snow and sleet, and up to a tenth of an inch of ice expected in central Maryland. Maryland, higher amounts north and west of Baltimore. Ice storm warning will take effect in western Maryland. Out there, it's difficult, folks. Significant icing expected. Travel is being discouraged. The following local school systems are closed or delayed. Baltimore County Schools still on a two-hour delay. Carroll County Schools, they're closed. They'll open at 12 noon today, and the afternoon is closed. Offices open at 12 p.m. as well. Frederick County Schools, Thursday morning, a two-hour delay with reevaluation going on right now. Harford County schools are closed. Howard County schools are closed. Governor Wes Moorehead delivered his third State of the State address. Moore appeared before a joint session of the General Assembly today, where he highlighted what he called the two storms facing the state. Moore said Maryland is being tested by a projected $3 billion budget deficit and the uncertainty created by the new administration in Washington. And the victim of a Baltimore courtroom shooting has died. Investigators say 35-year-old Gary Wright shot himself last Friday. Detectives believe Wright was suffering from a behavioral or mental health crisis. It is still not clear why he was at the courthouse. 7:05 right now on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 653, your pick 4, 2578, and next is Stein on sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Barroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday under the microscope this season, the 2022 number one pick in the MLB draft, expected to make a jump in production this year. Orioles beat reporter Jake Rill on MLB Radio.
Jackson Holliday is not a normal 21-year-old. I mean, baseball's in his blood, obviously. He's always been a very confident kid, which is why he, you know, flew through the minor leagues.
Holliday started slowly, though, a year ago, just 3 for his first 41. He finished batting on the season 189 in 190 at-bats. Myles Garrett on his way out of Cleveland, the reigning NFL's Defensive Player of the Year, telling Sports Illustrated.
I feel like at this point in my career, I want to have more postseason success.
Yes.
You know, I want to know the opportunity at least to go out there and to compete, you know, yeah, contend, and I don't think that's possible. You know, where we are now, just right, you know, talking to, right, you know, management.
Later, Garrett said that the Washington Commanders would be a very appealing destination for him. With Wizards making a deal yesterday, trading forward Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks for Chris Middleton. They play shorthanded last night, and then they go out and beat the Nets, 119-102, their third win in a row. Ball movement the key, according to head coach Brian Keith.
The ball movement was terrific tonight. Ball's just moving, hitting the open man. Always helps when you make shots, but the process was right, and the guys were really trusting each other. Right? I think we had 40 assists on 44 made baskets.
That is true. 40 on 44, Bilal Coulibaly with a triple-double for the Wiz. Coming up at 7:35, 59 NFL fun facts in honor of Super Bowl 59. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, this just in, according to their Facebook page, Baltimore County Public Schools closed today. All school administrative offices, central offices will open on a two-hour delay, but according to their Facebook page, Baltimore County Public Schools will be closed today. Up next on our Newsmaker Hotline, Senator Bill Fulton, he's a Republican of Frederick County, joins us on our hotline. He has introduced this week as Senate Bill 387, Protecting Marylanders from Violent Offenders Act of 2025, to the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee this week. Senator, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys.
So what is your bill state? What is it intended to do?
Well, in short, the Protecting Marylanders and Violent Offenders Act of 2025, it just basically requires law enforcement and corrections officials to cooperate with federal immigration authorities when they're placing detainers on known criminal suspects, and to be able to transfer those undocumented immigrants that are committing these violent crimes in our communities to the Department of Homeland Security when requested.
Well, Bill, that seems to push against what the state narrative is and their practice has been, which is to not do that.
Yeah, they look at these detainers as not lawful, like a warrant. So the Attorney General has given guidance that, you know, they don't have to comply with these requests. And what we've seen repeatedly is we've seen these violent offenders prey upon our communities or prey upon our most vulnerable, and we've seen them commit these crimes, be arrested, and ICE detainers lodged against them, and the local jurisdiction just ignores the detainer and releases them back on the community, and then these same undocumented individuals will then be arrested, rearrested, and sometimes for even more serious crimes, to include, you know, murder. And that's the problem we're seeing, and these crimes are completely avoidable through a simple cooperation with our partners at the federal level.
Speaking of which, you do have the 287G program, which is a voluntary program that jurisdictions can participate with. Frederick County does. I know Harford County does as well. So would this basically supersede the 287G? I mean, this is just basically telling all the local jurisdictions that you must cooperate with federal immigration authorities.
Yeah, I mean, this is an effort to keep our community safe. And let's be very clear, we're not talking about for a traffic stop even. I mean, this is trying to get our state moving in the proper direction towards understanding that, you know, we've had some very violent criminals come across our borders, undocumented, and they have preyed upon our communities. When I think of, you know, Rachel Morin, who was a 37-year-old mother of five, murdered by an El Salvadoran national who had been in our country three times prior, and moved out and then came back across again and murdered her in August of 2023. That's not okay. These people's lives have been changed forever. And we're talking about the those that are convicted or arrested under the code of a violent crime, terrorism, participation in street gang activities, as well as those committing the most aggravated felonies, such as human trafficking, drug trafficking, or firearm trafficking.
So this would not, so excuse me, Senator, this would not apply then to the misdemeanor of just being in the country illegally?
No, it does not.
Okay, more with Senator Bill Fulton coming up on Senate Bill 387 in just a moment.
Hang on, Bill. 7:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the camera in Howard County, Route 32, Linden Church Road, Route 32, Clarksville Pike, just to see if we could see anything that might be askew. And so far, it's just the roadway condition. You like that? The roadway conditions are wet and the pace is good. A little spray off the vehicles, but no incidents. Don't see anybody spun out, so we're dealing with it right now. The major interstates are fine. Went back up on 83. They had some issues up around the state line, but at least right there at York Road coming down through the area of the Hereford zone into Shawan Road. Roadway conditions wet and the pace is still good right now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter weather advisory still in effect this morning as a mixture of sleet and freezing rain continue to fall through the area. That'll change over to rain later this morning. Dry this afternoon. 45 right now, or 35 in Annapolis, 33 in Bel Air. On our newsmaker hotline, Senator Bill Fulton on Senate Bill 387, Protecting Marylanders from Violent Offenders Act of 2025. Senator, we see that in this state, there's all sorts of participation with local law enforcement and jurisdictions with the feds when it comes to violent crime, drugs, et cetera. Yep. We've seen the city state's attorney, we've seen U.S. Attorney Eric Barron and others yep. engage with federal partners. So why no federal partnership on this crucial issue of violent illegal aliens? And what do you think is going on here?
I mean, look, guys, your guess is as good as mine on what's going on here. But I think that there has been, the voters have spoken in this past, you know, national federal elections, and the referendum on illegal immigrants being in our country, preying upon our most vulnerable, committing crimes, serious felonies, they've spoken. And it's time to address these issues with the tools that we have in place. These aren't new laws. They're not sweeping into the, you know, you keep hearing these false narratives about they're going to come into our schools and they're going to do, you know, and these safe zones. That's absolutely false. That's incorrect. They're not coming up approaching people saying, are you here legally or not? If ICE is approaching you or ICE is putting a detainer on you, they know who you are. They know what you've done. And they're trying to keep our community safe. And we should be doing our best to support that. You know, there was a Gonzalez poll last month, guys, and about this very topic, and 76% of Marylanders, 76% of Marylanders overwhelmingly support the cooperation with ICE and the deportation procedures or proceedings of these most violent offenders.
Now, is that the same percentage when it comes to the supermajority you face in Annapolis? Do the Democrats break down 76%?
No, I mean, it's almost a complete inverse. They're 2/3 of Marylanders are blue, are Democrats, right? And the supermajority that we face, we don't. You know, this is what we have to do. Our voice is our message. You know, we continue to exercise our voice and confronting these issues because a lot of times we're reminded, your vote really doesn't, our vote doesn't matter here. If they want to move something, they're going to move it. Look at the budget crisis we're in. That has happened under their watch, under their programs. And we've warned for years, don't do this, don't do this. Well, here we are in a budget crisis now. And now, the same thing. Now we have Marylanders who are concerned about their own safety, and they're coming across the lines and saying, hey, we've got to do better to protect our communities. This is no longer a red or blue thing. This is an American thing.
Speaking of public safety, you had an exchange recently with Secretary Schiraldi regarding the recording or monitoring of calls inside the DGS detention facilities. Is it your understanding that Secretary Schiraldi ended this practice? And what do you think that does to the safety of guards inside the facility and to the public overall?
Yeah, I mean, look, I just celebrated my 30th year in law enforcement late last year. This is something that I have been contacted by those that entrust me with this information, that he has turned off these recording devices in these detention facilities, and it absolutely endangers them. It's not. It's reckless. His policies are reckless. And the even worse is he keeps trying to come up with new policies, and they never measure the outcomes. So he wants to sit here and talk about recidivism and how it's down. He never knows if it's down because they never measure the outcomes of any program they're doing. They're just like, oh, let's try this new shiny thing. Let's try this at the taxpayer expense. And we're seeing these same kids in the system assaulting guards repeatedly. And that's not okay.
But what's inside his mind? I mean, when you talk to people, you say who know what's going on. What is his thinking? I mean, what is his justification for his continued actions? It seems to say basically, screw the citizens. We want to be really nice to the criminals.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a very lax policy is what's been failing Marylanders and failing our youth. You know, when at their most vulnerable time, when they need that structure, that discipline to put them and mold them into the proper path, his solution is, just let them do their thing. If they don't show up for their intake hearing, they dismiss the charges. How is that okay? This is ridiculous. That's not accountability. That's just laziness. That's an inability to do what's and hold them accountable and use the due process that's available to us. And, you know, when we're getting called by council members from New York asking us, why are you hiring this guy? He ruined our system up here. Yeah, that's concerning. Yeah. And that should be concerning to every Marylander. So, yeah, it's time for Secretary Schiraldi to find his next place to go because he is not championing and protecting our kids at all.
But ultimately, Senator, isn't that the governor? Doesn't that fall? I mean, this governor appointed him. The governor has to be the one to replace him.
It absolutely has to be the governor. And there's been pretty significant calling by the Republican caucus to sound this alarm on these reckless policies and to hold him accountable and ask the governor to do just that. It's time to move on. He's failed. He should have never been appointed, and we need to do better for our children and protecting our communities and helping mentor them. You know, it's about coaching, mentoring our youth. It's not about, you know, being their buddy and taking them to your house for a party, and then they disappear and get picked up a few days later by officials, which is what's happened under his watch.
Senator Bill Fulton, the Senate Bill 387, Protecting Marylanders from Violent Offenders Act of 2025. We certainly hope this bill makes it to the floor and gets a vote. And, Senator, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator.
Of course, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And the law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7. And now we see Bruce this morning saw a spin out almost involved in an accident. It's happening all over the place, serious accidents, and some of those end up with serious injuries. And if that happens to you or somebody that you know, I would recommend you call the law offices of Michael A. Freeman because they're the best, in my humble opinion. They have been voted one of the 10 best personal injury law firms each and every year because they put your recovery the priority. First and foremost, that you get better. You recover from your injuries. And you get back to family, back to the work, back to your job and or running your business, you know, the other priorities in life. And they'll take care of all the important things that oftentimes, you know, a lot of clients try to do this on their own. I don't want to pay a lawyer's fee. I don't want to pay a percentage, whatever. But guess what? This is what they do day in, day out, every day. And a lot of folks try this on their own. And then they find out, oops. Yeah. And then they go to Michael or Stephen or Rachel, and they sorry, there's not much I can do. You've permanently damaged your case. So just keep it in mind. Hopefully you never need them, but they're there in case you are. They're your little safety net when it comes to serious injury. 410-363-6848. Toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no
matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet Store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'll have the full list for you at half past, but all local school systems are closed today. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Problems are mainly south and west right now. Georgia Avenue and in that area, Route 97 around the Montgomery and the Howard County line, where some trees and wires are down, probably because of ice in that area. So that's one area that we know is having a problem with that. Everybody else, now just look at the JFX at Northern Parkway at the city-county line, Ruxton Road. No issues. Traffic is light. The roadway is wet. We've had no problems reported down around Cold Spring Lane or 41st Street. The tunnels are moving with the lanes open. Very quiet, very light. Of course, everybody pretty much is staying put for the time being. And that junction, which is all elevated, and that's an indicator all the time that things could be bad. And so far, we're dealing with it there. 95 Russell Street, 395. With caution, you're moving around. The roadway conditions are wet, and even that's enough to cause some problems. No major delays right now in and around the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather Channel says that winter weather advisory still in effect. An icy kind of storm here rolling through the area with a mixture of sleet and freezing rain. This is that rain that falls and then freezes on your car, on your sidewalks, on the roadways, etc. So please be careful. It'll change over to rain later this morning as temperatures begin to rise, as they already are starting to do. It'll be dry this afternoon, 45 tomorrow, sunny, and 48. Right now we're 35 and cloudy in Pasadena, and 34 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday at the White House, the president, you talk about what a photo op. Surrounded by women and little girls as he signed the Women in Sports executive order in the Trump White House, protecting women's sports and ensuring that biological men cannot compete in women's sports. The signing ceremony held at the White House featured President Trump surrounded by young female athletes, symbolizing his commitment to safeguarding opportunities for women and girls in sports, something that the Biden-Harris administration refused to do. And he said during the signing ceremony, under the Trump administration, we will defend the proud tradition of female athletes, and we will not allow men to beat up, injure, or cheat our women and our girls. From now on, women's sports will only be for women.
Wow, what a concept.
End of quote. And you think you would never see this day, Bruce, when you'd have to sign a document like that, banning these biological males, these cheaters that want, for some strange reason, want to excel at a sport and beat other women. And in some cases, hurt other women. But this only applies to those organizations and or universities, et cetera, accepting federal dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So it can still go on in the Olympics, although I'm sure we do contribute to the Olympics. I'm wondering if that's going to be the next thing. You know, maybe we'll pull the money, as we've done with the UN Human Rights Council. Have we done with the WHO? Maybe the International Olympic Committee might be the next have U.S. Tax dollars removed. But there he is, the champion of women. And again, this is, I know that pains a lot of liberals to hear that. But it's true. It's the gospel truth.
In this odd, upside-down world in which we live, the National Organization for Women, they came out in favor of trans women,
right.
And basically saying, screw Title 19, and to hell with all you women who've worked your entire life as athletes to compete with one another. We're going to let guys compete against you and beat the crap out of you.
By the way, President Trump will get all of his classified documents that were seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid back. Every single one of them. And we'll talk about Pam Bondi, the new attorney general, coming up in the next half hour. And she's hitting the road running from the get-go. But you know what really scares the Democrats? Because you've watched their reaction, a psychotic reaction from, you know, Mad Maxine and the rest of it. We played the clip where it wore all Raskin, Van Hollen. They're all melting down. Why are they melting down? Number one, USAID was a slush fund for the CIA and for Democrat priorities. But number two, Trump hit it in a sort of an off. I think exactly he knew what he was doing, knew what he was saying. This is the reason why Democrats are in meltdown, are in a panic mode.
I'd like to see what the kickbacks are. How much money has been kicked back? Who would spend that kind of money to some of the things that you read about and I read about and I see every night in the news and every morning when I read the papers? Who would spend money for that? I would say this, the people that got all that money, are they kicking it back to the people that gave it from government? No, that's, to me, very, very corrupt. The real question is, how much of a kickback has there been? And one of the things I want to investigate rapidly, because I've never seen anything to this.
One of the things I want to investigate, that means Pam Bondi is going to be taking this up. And we just did it last half hour. Mm-hmm. $84 million to Chelsea Clinton out of USAID. What about the Biden crime family? What about Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of these Democrats? That's the reason why you're seeing the reaction on an issue that 80% of America agrees with. That's why they're out in the streets. That's why Hakeem Jeffries, we've got to fight in the streets. We're at war. Because
yeah, words have consequences, by the way.
Yeah,
when people actually begin to turn out in the streets, as they did with the BLM riots, then you'll see the consequences of the words of leading Democrats in that situation.
All right, more of that Democrat meltdown coming up next over USAID, Elon Musk, and what Trump was elected to do. 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The local school systems, pretty much all of them are closed, with the exception of Anne Arundel schools. We have no word from Anne Arundel whatsoever. However, Baltimore County schools and all other school systems surrounding us are closed. Carroll County schools, Frederick County closed, Harford County closed, Howard County is closed. So all the school systems that we know of, with the exception of Anne Arundel, are closed for the day. There's no word at all from Anne Arundel County as to whether they're postponed or closed that we can find. We'll keep searching for you. Victim of a Baltimore courtroom shooting has died. Investigators say 35-year-old Gary Wright shot himself last Friday. Detectives believe Wright was suffering from a behavioral or mental health crisis. It is still not clear why he was at the courtroom. Three suspects in custody. Police are looking for a fourth in connection with the fatal shooting of a teenager last month in Columbia. Howard County Police offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of 16-year-old Jemek Parker. Investigators believe Parker shot and killed 17-year-old Lance Carrington in what they're describing as a targeted robbery attempt. A warrant is out charging Parker as an adult with first and second degree murder. Three other teens have been arrested and are facing the same charges. There are winter advisories going into effect across Maryland. Mix of snow, sleet, and a freezing rain expected, leading to possible hazardous driving conditions. Up to an inch of snow and sleet, up to a tenth of an inch of ice expected in central Maryland, with higher amounts north and west of Baltimore, and we're in the middle of it right now. And Governor Westmore yesterday delivered his third State of the State address, railing against what he called the two storms that the state is facing, a $3 billion budget deficit, and the uncertainty created by the new administration in Washington. It's 7:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for.
and they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Pick three lottery number, 653. Pick four, 2578. Now at 733. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, if you're going to head out, the major roadways for the most part are wet, and the pace is not bad if you just take your time. Not a lot of traffic out there anyway. Folks just kind of hunkered down this morning, let this go by and let everything get treated. But some of the secondary roads, when you get away from the beltway and the major roadways, the back roads, the neighborhood roads, have a little ice here and there, and we've heard some spin outs and also some wires down and some trees down in different areas. Route 97, right around the Howard County, Montgomery County line, that becomes Georgia Avenue. There are problems there, and we can see that data is showing some heavy traffic. We don't see any big problems through Annapolis, the Bay Bridge. At last check was okay. Traffic over through the Severn River Bridge is fine. Roadways are going to be wet. You really just have to back down just a little bit, put your low beams on, and just take your time. You'll get where you need to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Allow yourself some extra time for the morning drive. Some slippery roads thanks to the sleet and freezing rain and snow overnight. It's changing over to liquid this morning. And by the afternoon, we're dry, 45. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures around 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tap into your well-being with Audible audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Expand your life with expert insight and motivation for better health, habits, relationships, finance, and more. Start listening free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the Orioles organization, now just 6 days away from the start of spring training in Sarasota, they received some interesting news yesterday. Baseball America, for the first time in 3 years, not ranking the Birds minor league system as number one. In fact, they've plummeted all the way down to number 17. Vice President of Player Development Matt Blood says that's the way it should be.
Our goal is to win Major League Baseball games, you know, not to have the number one farm system forever.
The Birds have graduated five top 100 prospects over the past 2 years, including infielders Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, and Jordan Westberg, outfielder Colton Cowser, and right-handed pitcher Grayson Rodriguez. They've also used minor league talent for roster upgrades, such as Corbin Burns, and to acquire Zach Eflin, among others. Free agent news, Pete Alonso stays with the Mets 2 years, $54 million. NBA trades yesterday, the Wiz sending Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks for Chris Middleton, Jimmy Butler forcing his way out of Miami on his way to Golden State. And here's a rich people problem. Butler will sign a 2-year, $112 million deal and will go from Florida, a zero-tax state, to California, a 13.3 state tax state. He will lose approximately $13 million over 2 years in state taxes. College basketball tonight, 18th-ranked Maryland on the road at Ohio State. Terps just 8-21 on the road in the Kevin Willard era, but have won two in a row. Also tonight, the Towson Tigers put their 8-game winning streak on the line at Stony Brook. Big high school basketball tilt in Essex last night. Number one Mount Carmel takes down number three St. Francis, 63-58. It was Gage Howard leading the Cougars with 16. Elsewhere, Archbishop Spalding topping John Carroll, 68-59. T.J. Moultrie with 16. John Carroll's Aiden Abel led all scorers with 20. And finally, longtime Lake Clifton boys basketball coach Herman Tree Hareed, who played at Syracuse, has added another honor to his storied career. Head coach of the prestigious McDonald's All-American game. That is the highest-rated high school all-star game. Hareed has 513 wins over 27 seasons, six state titles, five Baltimore City championships, and he's the only Maryland public school coach to win state titles in each of the four state classifications. The time now is 7:37. When we return, NFL Fun Facts.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Great piece at CBSSports.com. They've come up with 59 fun facts from this past NFL season in honor of Super Bowl 59. I'm going to give you just three or four that pertain to the Ravens. Number one, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry combining for the most total yards, 7,201, by any duo in regular season NFL history. That's number one. Number two, Lamar, this is unbelievable. Lamar Jackson has multiple turnovers in 50% of his playoff games, but only 15% of his regular season games in his career. Justin Tucker missed 22 points worth of kicks in the Ravens' five losses during the regular season. Those Ravens' five losses were by a combined 22 points. And the Ravens have 78 wins since 2018. It's the most wins any team has ever had in a seven-season span without going to the Super Bowl.
That's just an amazing. And the other statistic that apparently has not been shared is that Tucker may have missed those kicks, but missed no massage appointments during the past year.
Apparently, he was 9 for 9.
Thank you, Gary.
But I'm bump.
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey. By the way, Anne Arundel County schools—they're
open.
They are open and operating normally as of 4:30 a.m. this morning. They did put something on X on their social media, so we want to make sure we corrected that record.
All right, so folks, apparently the Democrats are really concerned about the integrity of USAID and, of course, the viability of future employment for those people who work for USAID. Yesterday, they held a scream fest.
To our Republican colleagues, if you do not see the light, we will bring the fire. Resist!
We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your asses.
We have days to stop the destruction of our democracy. We have work to do.
Tell Elon Musk to take his hands off your money.
We don't pledge allegiance to the creepy 22-year-olds working for Elon Musk. We pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
And go and shut down the city. We are at war.
Wow. They seem to be upset, Sean. As a matter of fact, even Chuck Schumer, well, they trotted out all the old war horses for this, by the way. Watching Chuck Schumer, then followed by Maxine Waters, was like, what a trip down memory lane that was. You know, I mean, just back to the late 1970s for these two, back when they were middle-aged. Chuck Schumer yesterday, he got into the spirit until he lost his place in the middle of his chant. Listen to this.
I'm going to stand with you in this fight, and we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win.
Nobody's chanting. Nobody's chanting. Nobody's chanting.
We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest.
Thank you, Chuck. All you got to say is what Chuck Schumer has observed so many times before.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
And that's because the crowd was there. I mean, obviously, these people are exhibitionists to one degree or another. Then Maxine Waters got up to speak. I don't know how to characterize this other than that I think it's a little sad somehow. This woman is not a spring chicken. And it really was like bring out the old folks and the old folks home who want to scream about not being having enough tapioca for lunch.
We have convened here in the right place, the Treasury Department. That's right. We have got to tell Elon Musk nobody elected your ass. Nobody told you you could get all of our private information. Nobody told you you could be in charge of the payments of this country. We have told you you've made enough money off our government yourself.
You know, Elon Musk is not selling all those Teslas to the government, Maxine. He's selling to the people who think that that's a nice vehicle to own. And look, if that's what the marketplace is going to do, more power to him. Same thing with Henry Ford when he started. The government didn't do it. He did as an individual in a competitive marketplace. But Maxine Waters wasn't quite done yet. What this next cut basically breaks down to is I want to make sure the money that Elon Musk wants to squeeze out of the government stays right there so that we have a large population of federal workers who will vote for us.
You want to take everybody else's payroll and make sure that they don't make the kind of money that you've made. Oh, you want to use our money to go to Mars? No. We want to use our money right here in Washington, D.C., in this country. We want to make sure that all of our federal employees are protected.
So there you go. He said, we don't want to use the money to help those people in the Carolinas. We don't want to help those people in Asheville. We don't want to help those people in California with the fires. We want to use that money to make sure the federal employees are just fine. And she went on.
We're at a crisis in this country. We're in a crisis in this country because Trump and Elon Musk and the billionaires have decided they're going to put us all in our place. They're going to run this country. They're going to make sure that they take over everything. It is so brazen. Every day, they're taking new actions. They're taking executive actions. Every day.
Yeah, every single day. One final comment from many of the Democrats who happen to be at that rally. We'll have for you coming up in a minute. First, though, it's 7:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Hey, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680. Right now, it's Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Morning. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Just getting a report. There's an incident. Not sure if it's an accident related to the weather or what. The ramp from White Marsh Boulevard to the outer loop of the Beltway. The report's indicating that the ramp may be closed. So if that's the case and you're on White Marsh Boulevard coming over from Bel Air Road to the Beltway, you may have to just come down Bel Air Road and hit the Beltway from there. We're trying to get a confirmation on that. Not sure if it's related to ice. Maybe a vehicle hit the wall, but whatever. We'll let you know. But that's the report right now, that that ramp is closed. The rest of the Beltway, all the major interstates, including the ride towards the Capitol Beltway, the Parkway, traffic towards Annapolis, all the data is showing green right now, so no major problems. Some areas, of course, away from these major highways, back roads, secondary roads, neighborhood streets, still could have some problems. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. You'll get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Weather Channel says, as you know by now, we've had a winter weather advisory in effect, still in effect, of course, for the next several hours as we have some precipitation still falling in the form of sleet and or freezing rain. As the temperatures begin to rise, it's going to turn over to rain, rain later this morning and then drying out this afternoon. 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 48. Right now, we have 35 under cloudy skies in Millersville, and it is 34 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug for you if you can correctly identify the fake news story this morning. Wayne is in Ellicott City and is our contestant.
Morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Hey, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm following a great leader, Charles Whitaker.
Something about Charles Whitaker. What was the adjective you used to describe him?
The great one.
The great one. Oh, okay. Great one. Want to make sure.
Right. Thank you.
That
Thank
he's
you.
Given proper attribution.
It's a great leader, Charles Whitaker.
All right, Bruce. American boys got to stick together.
Yes, we do.
That's
like,
right.
Like glue. All right. Story number
sometimes glue was involved.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Yes. Story number one. A San Jose volleyball player was a biological male pretending to be a woman and will file a lawsuit this morning in federal court challenging President Trump's executive order banning transgender athletes, men participating in women's sports. So here it is on day one, already a lawsuit. Will be filed later this morning. Story two, when did sex become a selling point for Build-A-Bear? Apparently on their Instagram account, Build-A-Bear, which if you don't know, is you take your kids in and they build stuffed animals, little stuffed bears. But now they have She's a Cougar video of a stuffed bear in high-heeled boots with a cougar plush coat.
No kidding.
They put in suggestive poses, and they even have an On the Prowl jingle.
Full size?
No. Oh, just regular size bears.
Damn.
And story number three.
You're a sick puppy.
I'm not sick. Puppy. I feel all right.
Many of us have been wiped off of major social media platforms that function as today's digital public square. And now we know that taxpayer money is funneled to silence American taxpayers. USAID and funded Stanford University in something called the Internet Observatory Project. The whole thing was a censorship group that targeted conservative websites. All right, story one. San Jose, a biological male, to challenge the ban on males participating in women's sports with a lawsuit today. Story two, she's a cougar bear. Build-A-Bear. Or story three, USAID funded censorship of conservative websites as well. All right, we'll start with Bruce.
I think that story number one is probable, so I think that's true. Story number three, I think, again, that's very probable, the way that we're finding out what USAID did with their money. I think that the giveaway was the Build-A-Bear was spelled B-A-R-E. I think that's fake news.
All right, one vote for two. Kristen?
Yeah, I could see the left having a court case ready to go against Trump's EO. So I could see one being true, and two is weird and awful and bizarre, but I could see that being true. Also, number three, I'm sure there was some censorship, but I don't know if it was that exact circumstance.
All right, Mr. Whitaker,
the grape one.
The great Chuck Whitaker.
Merlot grape.
I'll go with the bear.
All right. Log it.
Log this.
Let me get my microscope. Wayne.
Nice. Flag that.
Wow.
Pick on a man when it's raining.
I said I'm going to Brown's Motel together. I'll go with number three.
One, okay. So you wanted to follow Chuck, but actually you're following Kristen.
I know. I changed real quick.
That's your prerogative, Wayne.
That's all right.
All right.
You're entitled. Exactly. Free speech.
Story one, the San Jose volleyball trans biological male filing suit today is our fake news story today. Sorry about that, Wayne. Thanks for listening, playing the game. And no winners today. It happens, folks.
That doesn't mean it won't happen today, but it probably is.
Well, it has not happened as of yet. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, what happens
well, that's
if it, that's a, yeah, hold on a second, Chuck. So, Sean, what happens if it does happen today? Would that not invalidate this?
No. Because it's as of this moment, it is fake.
How do you know that?
Because I know.
Maybe they've already filed
because
a suit.
He knows. Because okay,
I know.
We'll live with that.
I'll tell you why. Because federal courts aren't open now. That's how I know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They open up at 9 a.m.
Believe me.
It's 7:49.
Audit begins later.
Okay. You'll be the first one in a She's a Cougar Build-A-Bear shop, won't you?
He'll take his bear and go in there. Quick update?
Yes, sir.
Backed up now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Don't know what happened. There's nothing in going in, but 5-minute delay now at the Old Harbor Tunnel.
Well, why don't you know what happened? I mean, you have access to cameras.
You're supposed to know this
stuff. You can look at the plaza. There's all sorts of things. I mean, this is a big morning drive event here with this ice and freezing.
Is the camera in the wrong direction, Chuck? Did they do that again to you?
I will just say this. Mind your business, and I'll be back at 7:53. Tell me what to do. How do I think you are?
Talk Radio 680.
I love it when he gets attitude.
WCBM. Well,
you push a man's buttons.
Are you a buttons?
You cut me to the quick.
Yeah, it's a rather big button.
Nice. That's two in one break. Okay, that's fine.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting getting out early. This is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM. One more soundbite from you from yesterday's damn scream off, which you know, they all got up there and screamed right through the order of heaven. All right. It was a fascinating soundbite. We'll get that to you later in the show. Right now it's 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
895 is slowing again right at the O'Donnell Street ramp, and looking at the cameras going south from there through Boston Street, which is the camera right underneath I-95. The lanes are open and traffic is actually going in to the tunnel, but they're reacting to the wet streets and just some heavy traffic right now through there. Fort McHenry Tunnel is clear. Looks like the ramp may be back open. There was an incident on the ramp from White Marsh Boulevard to the outer loop. There's a new wreck, and we're getting a delay now southbound I-97. The wreck is between Route 100 and the bridge at New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter weather advisory is still in effect as some sleet and freezing rain continue to fall. But as temperature rise here over the next several hours, we're going to see that turnover to all rain. And then it's going to dry out by later this afternoon and 45. So just slow down. Be careful here this morning. Tomorrow, sunny and 48 for your high. Right now, we're looking at 33 in Pikesville, and it's 33. In Ellicott City. The good news is Attorney General Pam Bondi was sworn in yesterday by Justice Thomas inside the Oval Office. And she hit the ground running. She basically boosted the border security plan by ordering a suspension of federal funding for sanctuary cities immediately. She indicated that convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's client list soon may no longer be a secret. She ordered a halt to the weaponization of the DOJ, which has singled out Republicans and conservatives in recent years. She ordered the drug cartels to face the wrath of federal prosecutors. She opened up a review of recent investigations into school parents. And she called for a review of the failed lawfare cases brought by Democrat partisans against Trump. So she hit the ground running, in other words. She's not wasting any time. And this administration is flooding the zone. And it's the Democrat resistance has just gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost their mind. You know, I think Trump broke a lot of Democrats. I think he's breaking the Democrat Party as we know it. Thank God. And so when you look at it, she's going to restore credibility and justice and integrity to the DOJ. Something else I would like for her to investigate is USAID and how they were funding the media. Here's Caroline Leavitt yesterday at the White House press briefing.
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than $8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now. Again, this is a whole-of-government effort to ensure that we are going buying line by line when it comes to the federal government's books. And this president and his team are making decisions across the board on, do these receipts serve the interests of the American people? Is this a good use of the American taxpayers' money? If it is not, that funding will no longer be sent abroad, and American taxpayers will see significant savings because of that effort.
Conservative media, as we just heard, Gateway Pundit, Parler, and others were basically censored by taxpayer funds at Stanford University. Conservative media, like news talk stations like ours, we're fighting tooth and nail each and every day to make sure that we bring in ad revenue so that we can do what we do here. We don't get funded like NPR and PBS, who should have their funding pulled immediately, and that's currently under review. But yet we find out that U.S. tax dollars not only are picking winners and losers when it comes to what media they're supporting, that now our money is going to pay for paid subscriptions to Politico, to the New York Times, to Reuters, to BBC, to outlets that are basically hostile to the conservatives and to others, just to get out unbiased reporting and facts out there.
I'm just fascinated by what the justification would be inside USAID when somebody came to their supervisor and said, I think we should be spending a whole lot of money subsidizing Politico because it's part of our core mission to help things overseas. What the hell?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And if you're the supervisor, how do you say, yeah, this seems reasonable to me?
And then the AP, the Associated Propagandists, are in there as well. How does any self-respecting outlet that calls itself, quote-unquote, journalistic, accept money like this from the taxpayers to influence their opinion or their coverage or their subscriptions?
Remember the stink that happened when the Army had the temerity to run paid ads in football games because somehow that was a horrible thing to encourage people to enlist in the military? But this, I guess, is okay.
Yeah, $84 million to Chelsea Clinton. That needs to be investigated. And the GAO report now confirming U.S. tax dollars from USAID flowed to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in order to study wildlife viruses that could cause pandemics. What could go wrong there?
What could possibly go wrong? Hey, here's a real estate fact for you, folks. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory out there and because, frankly, they're in a home they're happy with, but the interest rate is so low, it's hard to leave. Well, what if you found your dream home? If you find your dream home and could get an interest rate somewhere in the mid-fours, would you go for it? If your answer was yes, then please listen up. Whenever I spend time with Vinny Steele, I realize the degree to which he is using today's technology in order to help sell your home in your time frame at your dollar. And that's just amazing. He has your answers. If you need to sell, but you're worried about finding that next home, when you work with Vinny Steele, you're granted access to his exclusive off-market properties instead of searching through all those aged properties online that have been picked over by all the other buyers. Vinny Steele, not just another agent, Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Call now, 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. So many questions about President Trump's plan for Gaza.
A day after the president revealed his breathtaking vow to own Gaza, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt provided some clarifying details.
The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza.
Leavitt, however, contradicted her boss. The president said residents of the Gaza Strip could be permanently relocated elsewhere, but she told reporters that Palestinians would be removed temporarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military recruitment is surging under President Trump. Defense Secretary Hegseth, writing on X, says Army recruitment numbers hit a 12-year high in December, a 15-year high last month. The Senate expected to vote today to confirm Russell Vogt as director of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
Vogt can expect no support from Democrats after they boycotted his committee vote altogether and all voted against advancing his nomination on Wednesday. Democrats are outraged over an OMB memo last month that ordered a temporary pause in the disbursement of loans, grants, and other financial assistance to study whether the spending falls in line with President Trump's agenda. That memo has since been rescinded by the White House. Vogt Coates served in the same capacity during President Trump's first term. Bob Agner reporting.
And the president's attending the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol this morning, joining a more than 70-year Washington tradition, bringing together a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Mr. Trump will also speak at a separate prayer breakfast at a Washington hotel. That event sponsored by a private group. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, planning to split into three independent companies. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 51 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 4 points. The S&P futures better by 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on I-97 is southbound. It's between New Cut Road and Route 100. The accident is on the left-hand side. So it looks like right now the ramp to Quarterfield Road is open. The traffic going straight through has a very limited lane there to the center and the right. So you're going to be backed up at Route 100 going south. Northbound's kind of looking at it just a bit, and it's definitely a problem. Here comes another trooper down the right shoulder. So heads up for here comes two more, as a matter of fact, down the right shoulder to help out with traffic on the southbound side. There is a new problem with a tree down Davidsonville Road just south of Route 50. So we're starting to see a little bit more of that. And that incident that was blocking the ramp from White Marsh Boulevard to the outer loop was also a tree branch that was down. That's been cleared. The backup and the slowing that was there only temporarily has cleared now. And we're back in business southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Allow yourself some extra time for the morning drive. Some slippery roads thanks to the sleet and freezing rain and snow overnight. It's changing over to liquid this morning. And by the afternoon, we're dry, 45. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures around 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures still just around freezing. If you're taking a look, if you're anywhere near downtown, it's around 34 degrees. If you're heading out further on, it's 31 degrees currently in Pikesville. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Closings and cancellations. Anne Arundel School System is working as normal. They are open as normal. Baltimore County Schools, Carroll County, Frederick County, Hartford County, and Howard County Schools are all closed today. Now, winter storm advisories going into effect across Maryland. Mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain expected, leading to possible hazardous driving conditions. We're seeing them this morning. Up to an inch of snow and sleet, depending on where you are, up to a tenth of an inch of ice expected in central Maryland, higher amounts north and west of Baltimore. Governor Moore has delivered his third State of the State address. Moore appeared before a joint session of the General Assembly, where he highlighted the two storms he says the state is facing. Storm 1, a projected $3 billion budget deficit. Storm 2, the, quote, uncertainty created by a new administration in Washington. And there's now new information about a shooting that left a woman dead in Glen Burnie last year. Anne Arundel County Police gave an update yesterday saying Natasha Harris was shot and killed on October 29th while leaving her parents' apartment on Snow Cap Court.
Homicide detectives believe the 30-year-old nurse and single mom was targeted. Anyone with information on the killing urged to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. It's 8:06. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 653. Your pick 4, 2578. Next, Style on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
They may not have an ace, and that may be an issue down the road, but they do have depth. Talking about the O's starting rotation, six potential starters for five slots. One of them recently acquired 41-year-old Charlie Morton, who contemplated hanging it up at the end of 24.
I got a chance to pitch in a couple games down the stretch in my last start. I remember walking off the field and just this sinking feeling in my stomach that... It just didn't feel right.
1 year, $15 million brought him here. 138 career wins also. Honors night tonight in New Orleans. NFL Player Awards to be doled out. Lamar Jackson looking for his third MVP award. If he gets it, he would become the seventh NFL player to do that. Big tilt tonight in Columbus, Ohio for the Maryland men's basketball team, taking on the Buckeyes at 7 p.m. Maryland looking for their fifth straight win tonight. Head coach Kevin Willard on what's impressed him about his Terps.
You know, again, we're coming off the Washington-Oregon trip. I think we were 1-3. They could have let a lot of negativity affect them, and their attitude has been just phenomenal.
Terps 7-4 in conference play, 17-5 overall. And finally, a follow-up to a story we did a couple of weeks back about NIL deals for high schoolers. As of November 1st of 2024, there are 33 states and the District of Columbia that permit high school athletes to enter into NIL deals. In the Mid-Atlantic, Maryland does allow it, as well as Virginia and Pennsylvania. Delaware does not. Coming up at 8:35, there's something more important happening this Sunday than the Super Bowl. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, hour number 3. Sean, this is kind of interesting. Just came across. Apparently, there's now an NIL deal in the works for $5.2 million for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's first male child. Whenever that should happen. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Could be post-Super Bowl. Could be a long time from now.
Could be 5 years from now. Who knows?
Hour number 3 coming up in this hour. Baltimore City school test scores have bottomed out. We'll take a look at the media scandal and this fear of Doge, which we really should bring this concept to Maryland because we need it desperately here. Top story, of course, is the governor's state of the state. Before we get to his state of the state, I want to read to you part of what the Wall Street Journal wrote in their op-ed, the Californification of Maryland, saying that Democrats tout Governor Westmore as a rising star in the party and potential presidential candidate in 2028, but he's not doing much for his national salability by trying to raise the state's tax burden to New York and California levels. The latest budget proposal includes a major tax increase. They go into the income brackets. He also wants to hit the same taxpayers for more on their capital gains, adding a 1% surtax for households above $350,000, meaning the top combined rate on investment income would rise to 7.5%. But wait, there's more. On top of this heavy local tax burden, says the Journal, Baltimore has a 3.2% income tax, as do the populous counties around D.C. Add those levies, and the top rate, the top rate would rise to 10.7%. That would be one of the highest combined state and local rates in the country, behind New York, New Jersey, and California.
And people are leaving New York, New Jersey, and California. Why? Because of the high tax rates. Connect the dots, Governor.
Punitive rates, they say, drive high earners away and threaten the tax base, even when limited to a small share of the population. They point out the O'Malley tax from 28 to 2010. And 1,000 Marylanders no longer filed returns in the state, moved away. And as a result, Maryland collected $250 million less from those taxpayers. And again, as to the fees and permits and those little ticky-tack things like the 75-cent delivery thing that he's about to impose on us, expect lawmakers to increase it next time spending outruns their revenue sources. He says they conclude, too bad Governor Moore's tax proposals are anti-growth. And yet, he talks about the storm. Have you heard of the two storms that we're dealing with? Here's the quote. Now I've warned about the storm and the danger of the structural deficit even before I place my hand on the Bible to become the state's governor. I've warned about the storm and the danger that new leadership in Washington might pose to our economy. Now those two storms have made a landfall. End of quote. The storm he left out is the spending.
How do you plan to make that happen and achieve that goal, given the uncertainty with federal funding? How do you have a balanced budget by the end of this session?
Well, we need to make sure that we're disciplined about our spending.
That is a joke.
He's such a jokey guy. 8:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on I-97 is southbound. It begins at Route 100, goes down to a wreck very close to the ramp at Quarterfield Road, blocking the left side of the roadway. So that delay continues. We're down in Annapolis now, and we're looking at the area which is normally backed up, not backed up today. And the pace is good. The roadway is wet, so continue to watch your speed, but no backup. I-97 southbound coming down through the ramps right there at Route 32. We now switch the camera back over towards Ritchie Highway through that area at the Severn River Bridge. And also now one quick check as we go over towards the Bay Bridge just to make sure everything's okay there. And it looks like the main span is running fine. A little spray from the vehicles, a little darker, a little more rain there, looks like, for the traffic. But we're moving with three lanes open westbound. The two are open for the traffic moving eastbound through the area. But again, it's a little dank through there and a little dark. You need your low beams on as you're traveling through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it's of course, a kind of a frozen precipitation morning. We've had sleet, freezing rain, not too much snow. I didn't see many snowflakes at all in our area, especially north and west of the city, but mostly sleet and that rain that fell and immediately froze on surfaces, and that is very slippery, as you might imagine. That'll change over to rain later this morning, and then dry this afternoon, 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 48, and right now we're looking at 33 in Forest Hill, 34 in Baltimore City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning on a Thursday morning. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus to find out which lefty has lost it today. So please, into the big top, grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters on the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Maxine Waters of California, warning the guy who just won the popular vote in the election, who won an electoral landslide in the election. Watch out. It's going to all change when the people rise up.
The money makers are in charge, they think. But when the people decide that we're not going to be trumped on, that we're not going to be walked on, that we're not going to be stumped on, that we're not going to allow them to control our lives and push us out, that when they understand that, we will win.
Oh, there you go. Maxine Waters, another cut from the Scream Fest yesterday. The Democrats had trying to protect the jobs of all those friendly folks who work over at USAID. And then there is this comment from a couple of additional Democrats who stepped forward to make sure we understand how serious they are about making sure that we know they're serious. I'm pretty sure, by the way. Okay, Don, it's okay. Pretty sure that's AOC and Jasmine Crockett, but I'm not positive. I didn't get a clear image. So there you go, folks. If you don't, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
What's fascinating to me is that President Trump campaigned vigorously throughout the last election cycle with Elon Musk.
Yep.
And he promised repeatedly that he was going to create Doge. And Elon Musk was going to run it.
Yeah.
So this was no surprise.
So what's the big surprise here, folks?
Yeah, and I guess the surprise was they never expected him to win.
Yeah, that's right.
So now that Trump has won, and now that he's keeping his promises, and Musk, we're only starting at USAID. Now, people are having a conniption over the fact they have access to payments. They don't have access to code. They are read-only. So all they can do at the Treasury, at Social Security, at Medicare, is read the data. They cannot change the data. They cannot access the data other than to read it. That's all they can do. That's all, and that includes any classified information. They've either got the proper security clearances or they don't have access to it. Believe me, they've taken very careful steps here to make sure that this would pass muster. So as we played the kickbacks bite last hour.
Yeah.
This is what they're losing their slush fund. The CIA is losing its grip and should never be involved in internal U.S. politics, which
ever,
it is.
Ever.
Which it is. That needs to be gutted as well as the DOJ. And hopefully Radcliffe will begin the purge there, as Bondi's now going to do at the Justice Department. And when Kash Patel is confirmed next week, hopefully he will continue the same at the FBI. This is what the Democrats, because now the they have been outed. The genie is out of the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, when you begin to realize USAID historically was set up by John F. Kennedy in order to spread American ideals around the world by helping out countries and hoping that they can end up leaning in our direction. What is being spread now has nothing to do with American ideals. It has to do with a woke agenda and of taking the LGBTQI, RSVP, NCAA, whatever it is, to any country around the world who would tolerate it. It does not mean they like it. It does not mean they want it. It's simply there being forced down their throat. You think somehow that draws them closer to us? I would argue exactly the opposite's happening.
So we shall see. More to come on the governor's state of the state. And it's amazing to me he's vowing to reduce the state's federal reliance amid the Trump administration chaos. Trump has been in office going on 17 days, 18 days now. Again, there is no chaos. This is an orderly delivery of what he promised. And if you want to talk about the chaos, let's talk about the chaos created by the Democrat supermajority in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. They have created this chaos of structural deficits. They have controlled the chaos of juvenile crime epidemic. They've created the chaos of losing our tax base as they're driving Marylanders out of the state. So if there's any party that's chaotic and confused, it's the Democrat Party. We'll give you some examples of that coming up in just a second. Right now we'll talk about reverse mortgages, which is always a very popular topic, especially when it comes to folks that might need a little extra dough. And Mark McVary is here, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'm not confused.
You're not confused. You're never. We tried to confuse you one day for about an hour, and we gave up. You often talk about using a reverse mortgage to eliminate a mortgage payment, but what about the homeowners who actually own their home free and clear? How would they benefit?
I mean, anyone who just got their electric bill knows how expensive it is to make a home. I mean, it's ridiculous. But just this month, I worked with a client whose house was paid for. I mean, unfortunately, she just lost her husband, and she went from a two-income house to a one-income house. and she felt like she was robbing Peter to pay Paul and was sitting on all this house value and didn't want to leave. So, you know, her house is paid for. So what we do in her case was we set up a line of credit that gives her access to money when she needs it. Now, instead of her worrying about how she can afford property taxes, insurance, utilities, home repairs, all of that, she has the money available when the expenses arise. So, again, in her case, we didn't have to use any of the money to pay off the mortgage. It's hers to do whatever she wants to do with. And she said something to me at the end. She goes, Mark, you know how long I thought about calling you? It was a long time. But she goes, now I'm so glad I made the call.
Yeah, don't wait forever. Just give them the call. It's no obligation. It's absolutely free, folks. Guy makes house calls. It's amazing. You know, many people assume that if you get a reverse mortgage, it means the bank could take your home. Can you explain how homeowners remain in control?
Yeah, I mean, number one, the biggest myth they think is that, you know, they're giving up their ownership right away. But again, we talk about this constantly, is that with a reverse mortgage, it's just like a regular mortgage. It's a lien against the property. So the homeowner is still in control. After they do the reverse mortgage, their obligations are take care of your property taxes, pay your homeowner's insurance, and you're good to go.
So with the cost of living out of control, as of this moment, how can a reverse mortgage provide peace of mind?
Yeah, hopefully that'll get under control soon, and I know they're working on it.
Yeah, they are.
But I mean, you know, the reverse mortgage gives someone access to the value in their house without a payment. So again, they have the extra money available that their fixed income can't cover. I mean, I think everybody feels a little edgy when they're barely making it. But having access to some fallback money that doesn't require monthly payment gives somebody real peace of mind.
So I always like doing this. Can you share some recent examples of some clients that you've helped with a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, I mean, like we always talk about, we always have clients that are paying off regular mortgages and credit card debts. And, you know, again, have people that are coming to me with regular lines of credits that their minimum payments are just out of control because of interest rates. I'm helping a client right now that unfortunately was working part-time. He has some health issues now. He can't work part-time anymore, so we're going to use it to pay off his mortgage, which is going to make it's easier for him to stay in there. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if someone's living in the house and they can use some additional money to make things more manageable, just give me a call. Find out if it's going to work. I mean, there's no harm in finding out.
Very good. And how do they contact you?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Slick Roads Johnson.
So the wreck here on I-97 southbound at Quarterfield Road and before New Cut Road is now pretty much just into the median, and it looks like most of the lanes are getting by. Just to make sure, you might want to stay out of that left-hand lane. The first responders are there in the median. I would give them as much room as you can. You have plenty of room to get by to the right. I don't think we're going to have much of a problem southbound beyond that point. It looks like we're okay through Benfield Boulevard, and the traffic northbound is really not looking at it that's causing any problems. So that's going to improve. Some areas with trees and wires down over towards the Howard County-Montgomery County line, and there was a tree down on Davidsonville Road south of Route 50 in Annapolis. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, Weather Channel says winter advisory is still in effect through later this morning with some sleet and freezing rain, of course. We've got to change over to rain, especially in a lot of areas now that we're above freezing. Dry this afternoon, 45, the expected high. Right now, cloudy, 35 in Dundalk. Maybe some light rain the next hour, 35 in Stevensville. 824, we're talking about the governor's state of the state and his storm analogy. And, of course, we've watched how Democrats have stormed into the Capitol and of out-of-control spending, even knowing that they were going to lose the ARPA money. Now, of course, the Trump administration is in, and they're going to start holding people accountable, waste, fraud, and abuse. They still come up with these, you know, billions of dollars for the blueprint for the future, the red line, the climate change nonsense. And now they're desperate over the high electric bills, which last year they passed a bill taking away our choice.
Yeah.
Of electric suppliers, because a few bad apples were overbilling people or misrepresenting the savings, whatever. Why not just punish those individual players or remove them from the market? Instead, they took away all of our choice. This is what they do here in this. This to me,
they're doing it because it gives them power.
Yeah, and this to me shows this guy doesn't understand economics whatsoever. Listen to what the governor, in an interview before his State of the State address with Mackenzie Frost, on this delivery tax of 75 cents per transaction.
Individual people are not getting taxed for this. These are the corporations that will take on this fee.
How can you be confident that they won't pass that on to the consumers, though?
$2 trillion corporations should not be passing off delivery fees to consumers.
Oh, but, come on now.
Mackenzie Frost
really?
Knows more about economics
come on.
Than Wes Moore.
They should not be doing it. What the hell do you think that they view these fees and taxes are? They're a business expense. And yes, they're going to incorporate any business expense they have as an additional cost to whatever it is they produce. So if it costs them 75 cents more per delivery, guess what? Whatever you ordered is just going to cost you 75 cents more. It's now, a hidden tax directly on the consumer.
There wasn't much mentioned about public safety in his State of the State address yesterday. There wasn't mentioned about violent crime being down, blah, blah, blah. But if you wonder where Vinny Schiraldi comes from, you wonder why he remains the secretary, listen to this clip of Wes Moore and this, talking about juvenile thugs, some of whom are violent.
Our new bill would expand eligibility for expungement by allowing individuals who violate their parole or probation to petition to have their records wiped clean.
So
why is that a good thing?
They've already committed a crime as a juvenile. They're now on parole. They have violated their parole or probation, and he wants to be able to expunge that from the record.
Why is that a good thing? Why do they say that as if this is a positive?
Because he thinks it will help them get a job. They'll get hired if people don't look into their background. Of course, the juvenile records are sealed anyway. I don't even know how you do that. But this is this mindset. And then Mackenzie Frost starts to grill him about Vinny Schiraldi.
We continue to still hear a lot of frustrations and concerns from lawmakers and law enforcement about the state of DJS. An audit showed there's a lack of accountability and oversight in place. How much longer are you willing to stand by the Secretary Vincent Schiraldi of that department?
Well, I think we have to both remember that DJS is a department that was and still is a place in need of real reforms.
It's getting reformed, all right, folks.
What does that answer mean?
Yeah. It's smiling turtle babble. She's still pressed, as the bulldog reporter she is. You didn't answer my question, Govey.
But back to the question about Vinny Schiraldi, how long are you willing to stand by him to lead that department and ensure that accountability is in place?
DJS is still a department that needs significant reform. I know that being able to focus on making sure our communities are safe, being able to make sure that we're focusing on providing the right supports for our young people is something that I'm not going to back away from.
Wait a minute now.
The mouth is moving,
yeah.
But there are no meaningful words spilling out.
Yeah, what is he saying? I truly do not understand the point he's making. She says, how long do you stand by him? He says, people should be safe. Explain how what he is doing, Schiraldi is doing, is making. Explain how that makes people safe. He doesn't connect it. If there's a way, then he just doesn't connect it.
This reminds me of folks who've already anointed their candidate, like they did in Illinois with State Senator Barack Hussein Obama, and they looked the other way. They didn't care that there was no substance. They didn't care that there was no content. They didn't care he voted president, what was it, 100 sometimes or whatever it was. They just didn't care because he was anointed as the, and I think the same thing is happening to Maryland's version of Obama, Governor Wes Moore. It was one of the, I think, most insignificant State of the State addresses I've ever heard. From a governor in this state.
Right. Somebody just had this foolish idea that sooner or later somebody would say, I want content. Apparently that doesn't happen here.
Coming up next, more in the media scandal and the Doge and the like, and still to come, the Baltimore City Schools test scores bottom out. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. One last look at Baltimore County Schools. They're closed. Carroll County Schools closed. Frederick County, Hartford County, Howard County, all closed. Anarundel County Schools are operating as normal. Victim of a Baltimore courtroom shooting has died. The investigators say 35-year-old Gary Wright shot himself last Friday. Detectives believe Wright was suffering from a behavioral or mental health crisis. Still not clear why he was at the courtroom.
Three suspects in custody. Police are looking for a fourth in connection with the fatal shooting of a teenager last month in Columbia. Howard County Police offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of 16-year-old Jemmick Parker. Investigators believe Parker shot and killed 17-year-old Lance Carrington in what they're describing as a targeted robbery attempt. Winter advisories, storm advisories, snow advisories in effect across Maryland. This mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain throughout the day, leading to possible hazardous driving conditions. The temps just keep hanging just around freezing. So go a degree above, a degree below, and you're going to end up with black ice in the most unexpected places. Please be cautious and aware of that. Governor Westmore delivered his third state of the state address yesterday. He appeared before a joint session of the General Assembly. He highlighted the two storms the state is facing. Storm 1, the projected $3 billion budget deficit. Storm 2, what he calls the uncertainty created by a new administration in Washington. And there's new information about a shooting that left a woman dead in Glen Burnie last year. Anne County Police gave an update yesterday saying Natasha Harris was shot and killed on October 29th while leaving her parents' apartment on Snowcap Court. Homicide detectives believe the 30-year-old nurse and single mom was targeted. It's 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Americans have different worldviews. Some are Christian, some are not. Some were born here, some were not. Some of us live in cities, others in the country. We certainly have different political opinions, but we're all Americans, and as such, we should strive to make America great. Our founders enjoyed God's favor on our land as they believed that God blesses us. Surely, in these difficult times in which we live that try men's souls, we can only benefit from continued holy protection. We live in a dangerous world, so it only makes sense to implore our sovereign Creator to constantly be with us. President George Washington offered this prayer in part. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou wilt keep the U.S. in the holy protection and that thou wilt be pleased to dispose us to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind. And without those things, we can never hope to be a happy nation. This is a prayer we all can and should pray today. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 653, your pick 4, 2578, now at 833, Chuck Whitaker.
And all is well at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking at the traffic coming south out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes open heading down towards Key Highway. All four lanes are open going both north and southbound 95 through there. 895 looks good. The roadway is wet. We still see the spray from the vehicles, but no incidents right now. JFX has been clear. The roadway conditions have been wet, but we're okay between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Allow yourself some extra time for the morning drive. Some slippery roads thanks to the sleet and freezing rain and snow overnight. It's changing over to liquid this morning. And by the afternoon, we're dry, 45. Tomorrow, sunny. Temperatures around 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota in 6 days as spring training 2025 gets underway. One of the pitchers most under the microscope will be reliever Felix Bautista, trying to battle back from that Tommy John surgery back in 2023. How will the Orioles handle his return is the question. MLB.com Orioles beat writer Jake Rill on MLB Radio yesterday.
Yeah, Elias said it's not going to exactly be a normal spring training for him at the start. I mean, this is a guy who hasn't pitched since late in the 2023 season, obviously out with the Tommy John surgery. So they're definitely going to ease him back into action a little bit. They're not just going to throw him out there and, you know, build him up like it would be a normal spring training. They're going to be very careful with him, knowing that it's been a while since he's pitched.
Remember his numbers back in 2023. The Mountain was unhittable. 8-2 on the year, a 1.48 ERA, 33 saves, 110 strikeouts in just 61 innings pitched. NFL honors ceremony in New Orleans tonight, and the Ravens will be well represented. Lamar up for MVP, the King for Offensive Player of the Year, and of course the Hall of Fame, Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith, although he would go in as a Panther. Here's Yanda at his Ring of Honor ceremony, thankful for Baltimore.
to Mr. Bisciotti and the entire Baltimore Ravens organization, thank you for drafting me. Thank you for giving me a chance. Everybody needs a chance, and Baltimore gave me that opportunity.
Yonda, 8 Pro Bowls in his career, 7 All-Pro selections, and of course, a Super Bowl champion. Caps will be in Philly tonight, taking on the Flyers at 7 p.m., coming off a split against 2 division leaders, losing to the Jets, beating the Panthers. Head coach Spencer Carberry not putting too much of an emphasis on the level of competition.
I'm not a huge... like, hey, let's see if we can turn this into a playoff type of game. I just don't think that's realistic. But they are highly competitive games that are going to give you a snapshot into how difficult things are going to get down the stretch here.
Caps lead the Metro by 9 over the Avalanche. Late signing period began yesterday in college football, and Maryland head coach Mike Loxley announcing that 4-star prospect defensive lineman Zahir Mathis has signed with the Terps. Maryland has now signed 8 4-star prospects, and the class is ranked 22nd nationally by 24/7 Sports. Meanwhile, Towson head coach Pete Shinnick committed to keeping players local with his signing class, and he delivered, signing 5 players from Maryland, including twin brothers Asaya Allen Hammond and Ali J. Hammond out of Calvert Hall, as well as Cordell Jefferson from Reisterstown, who played at St. Francis. The time now is 8:36. When we return, Sunday is not only Super Sunday.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
So Super Bowl on Sunday is big, right? But there's something much, much bigger coming up on Sunday. Any thoughts? Any ideas?
Well, is it Puppy Bowl? What's that?
Bigger than the Puppy Bowl.
Wow.
Isn't there the Underwear Bowl or something?
Bigger than the Underwear Bowl.
The Lingerie Bowl or whatever they
bigger
call it.
Bigger than the Lingerie Bowl.
It's kind of hard to be bigger than lingerie and puppies. I'm sorry. That's
this is
experience.
Big. National Pizza Day.
Oh.
National Pizza Day is February 9th, and it just so happens to come out on Super Bowl Sunday this year. So here are the 4 questions that pizza aficionados have to answer.
Right.
Sean, New York or Chicago?
New York.
Bruce?
New York. Chicago is a pie, not a pizza. Yeah.
Cheesy or saucy? Sean.
I like saucy.
Cheesy.
Cheesy. Third question. Sean, meat or veggies?
Meat.
Bruce, meat. 4. Sean, pineapples or no?
No.
Yeah, in certain circumstances.
Never. Never. Never a pineapple.
Pineapples belong in a Mai Tai, but not on a pizza.
Enjoy your pizza.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. 8:38, 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Brian in Towson, good morning.
Brian, good morning,
everybody.
Bud.
In regards to what our great governor, and I say that as a pun, I think there's a little bit of discrepancy here when we come to the juvenile services.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to these young, fine children that don't know how to act, there's a dollar placed on each and every head. And I don't know if anybody is aware of the situation, but I had a conversation with someone who works in that facility, and it was expressed to me that each one that comes through that door, and it's a revolving door, there's money on every one of those heads that come in the number range of $25,000 a person.
So are you talking about the ones that are just processed there or the ones that are detained there?
The ones that are processed.
Well, that's huge money.
How true this is? I'm sorry.
That's huge money. That's big money.
Well, look at I use this as a reference because what happened with COVID? Weren't the hospitals getting money from every
COVID patient? Not just hospitals, but doctors were also being compensated for pushing the jab.
And look who has been running the facilities and got caught up in the wrong way, right? Now they all got egg on their face, just like everything else from the state. And it's always somebody else's problem. It's always an excuse.
All right, here's what
but
I'm going to do.
Know how
I'm going to reach out. to a few Maryland delegates that I know very closely, and ask them if they can look into this and get us a figure as to what the compensation is for every head that goes through DJS.
Sure. And, well, and one more thing. Isn't it ironic? I've called you before, and I know I'm getting off the subject, but now we got the key bridge that's going to be replaced. Look how fast they came up with all that stuff. When I told you, when I called before, I said about how submittals are, and the Army Corps of Engineers, and all the Maryland Department of Environment, this stuff has been in the works for years. And just like anything else, that if we can investigate, I don't know who you know at Fox 45, maybe that young lady can do a little bit of investigation, but it's ironic how, okay, we got a bridge coming up now. Okay, what are they going to do with the Bay Bridge? Because the Bay Bridge isn't as high as this new bridge is going
to
be.
Well, at some point, they're going to have to raise it. Yeah, Brian, in all fairness, at some point, they have to raise it.
Because they want those Chinese ships to come in that are bigger.
Well, they also want cruise ships to come in. Hold on. It's not just the Chinese ships. Major cruise lines cannot get the big ships into Baltimore. We're at a perfect location for major cruise ships, and they can't get through. They can't get under the Bay Bridge, and they couldn't get under Key Bridge also. So now they'll be able to get under one of the two of them. So sooner or later, they have to raise, by X number of feet, the Bay Bridge, so the major cruise ships can actually get in here.
Sure, but you know as well as anybody else, we have a major cargo port, and that's what this is all about, bringing money to Baltimore,
sure.
But we're all going to pay for it.
All right,
I have to go back to work. You gentlemen and ladies, you all have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
Good points. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in and sharing. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680 WCVU. It's 8:42 in the morning. This is Caroline Leavitt yesterday talking about the long list of crap that they're coming across in this line-by-line audit at USAID.
The long list of crap that this administration is cutting, $2 million for sex changes in Guatemala, $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt, $20 million on a new Sesame Street show in Iraq, $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. I could go on and on.
Yeah, and she says that, look, what's happening is the Democrats are carping about this because it's been their slush fund. Meanwhile, they're ignoring what's happening, continues to happen in North Carolina and California, where people in North Carolina are continuing to sleep in tents in the middle of winter because the federal government and FEMA is so inept they cannot get them help. It's 8:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County. It's on the inner loop at Pennsylvania Avenue, so it's almost all the way around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, but it's in the left-hand lane, so it's going to back up the Capitol Beltway back to 214. Pretty good back up there. At least three exits right now for the traffic going south and then west, eventually over to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Beltway locally looks good. Looking at you live here with the lanes clear. Roadway wet. A little spray from the vehicles yet on the inner and the outer loop right here at the BWD Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter weather advisory is still in effect until later this morning as temperatures begin to rise and remove the threat of sleet and or freezing rain. It'll change to all rain a little bit later on and then dry up later this afternoon and a high of 45. And right now we are at 34 in Ellicott City, 34 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, last week's medical jet crash in Philadelphia killed several, and of course, everybody on board the plane, but killed one in the neighborhood, injured more than two dozen people in the immediate vicinity, including a 10-year-old boy named Trey Howard. Trey was in his dad's car when a piece of metal flew in like a bullet and hit him in the head. It only hit him because he was shielding his little sister to protect her.
Here is Trey's dad, Andre, talking about Trey's heroics.
I felt like it was a movie, like a horror movie.
That's a whole plane right there burning, y'all.
It sounded like a missile was firing bullets, metal, at my car, everyone else's car. I turn around, he has metal out the side of his head. He says thank you to everybody. He cries, Daddy, I'm a celebrity. No, you're bigger than a celebrity. You're a superhero.
Yeah. Trey is actually in the hospital healing after brain surgery. He is able to talk and walk, and he's awake. Just a miracle when it comes to that. Just amazing. Baltimore County Council has violated Maryland's Open Meetings Act, according to the council chair. Can't anybody here play this game?
No.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Thank you, Yogi Berra.
I just think we need to start from scratch. The county council really needs some fresh, an infusion of fresh blood and thinkers. Gee, I know somebody who might be a good candidate for the Baltimore County Council.
Yeah.
His initials are NM. So he's currently in Annapolis right now. We just had Hans von Spakovsky on the other day. A federal judge here in Maryland has blocked President Trump's order attempting birthright citizenship. Judge Deborah Boardman, appointed by Biden, saying, here's her reasoning. This court will not be the first that today virtually every baby born on the U.S. soil is a U.S. citizen upon birth. That is the law and tradition of our country. Well, how can it be virtually every baby?
Yeah, and
it doesn't say that.
It's not the tradition of our country.
It doesn't say that under the subject or the jurisdiction thereof. It doesn't say virtually every person.
If you're lucky, your kid can.
Where do we find these judges? I'm curious. Yeah. Where do we find these judges who don't know the Constitution and just can't?
You've heard of Rent-A-Center.
Yeah, exactly. Former Mayor of Baltimore Stephanie Rawlings Blake has been ordered to pay $2.1 million. After she was sued for defaulting on a commercial loan. I wonder if she's got enough healthy Holly books she can trade in.
I'm sure she does.
I'm sure she bought a few.
She might have bought one or two.
Catherine Pugh.
Just in order to have some to hand out to friends, because it's such a valuable thing.
What is it about Baltimore mayors? It's almost like Louisiana governors. They start corrupt, and then they just continue to go down. Just an amazing... we got this going on. All right, we have Jim in Cordova, Maryland.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Several years ago, one of the delegates from Western Maryland made this proposal, and maybe they could do with the Bay Bridge. Dig the channel deeper.
Yes, but that doesn't help with the height of the ship. I mean, you can't lower the water level.
Are you a member of the Obvious Club?
Yes, I know. Well played, Jim. Well played.
Good job.
Just cheese whiz Elliot here.
That is so funny. Fred says, yes, as a retired state employee who's already lost his prescription benefit that I paid for, I'm now worried about my pension that I paid for. Governor O'Malley and the insane asylum wanted to dip into it. When there's a pot of money available, they have no self-restraint to keep their hands off of it. I could leave Maryland, but I would still be subject to this kind of treatment. The governor and the insane asylum have no fiscal discipline. That's right, and they won't until an organized opposition party in the state of Maryland is able to stand and deliver. Right now, the Maryland GOP, with all due respect to everybody involved, is a circular firing squad. There's some good people, don't get me wrong, but there's some absolute loons in the party that are keeping us from moving forward as a legitimate opposition party.
I can't remember who said it first, but there's an old saying that it's amazing how bitter the fighting gets when the stakes are so small. And right now, the stakes are incredibly small for the state GOP. It's all infighting for position and ego. And you got to get over that in order to actually become a competitive party, period.
Yeah. So it's we'll see what happens if they get it. They get serious. I do think there's some young bucks coming up that hopefully will turn the tide. But Some of these other ones are just really good. You leave shaking your head.
Yep.
All right, still to come here on the program, more from Caroline Levitt. We've got the Baltimore City School test scores, which are just abysmal, as you might imagine. We'll also talk with Kim Klasick and find out what's coming up on her show as well. It's 8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at it as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand, and it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sean, I thought that one of the reasons that you brought me on was to do the work that Americans wouldn't do. And I thought that would be working with Chuck Whitaker. So,
yeah.
So, well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, he does have a lot of those guys like Raul and Pablo. And
that can stop today.
You know.
And I guarantee you, it won't be me leaving.
Okay, I say. Traffic and weather.
Si, senor.
On the threes. Once again, here he is, Pablo Escobar.
Keep your hands off your pistola.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me. The 83 up here, York Road, right up around the state line. No issues. Traffic is okay. The roadway is wet. Haven't had any problems reported on any of the major interstates. The only wreck we had, and I think that was just because it was raining, was I-97 southbound earlier at Newcut Road. That's completely gone. Just looked at the Beltway, JF exit, Northern Parkway coming in from Ruxton Road. No problems, but the roadway is wet, so just continue to watch your speed as you're traveling locally. No incidents right now. Both the tunnels are clear. Most of the traffic continues on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBN.
As temperatures continue to rise, this winter weather advisory will probably fade away here a little bit later on this morning. And that sleet and freezing rain that fell earlier will change over to all rain later and then dry out by this afternoon, 45. Right now we're up to 36 in Annapolis. Let's check the home community of one Kim Klesy.
Yeah,
it is 34 in Middle River. So above freezing. Kim made it in. No problems. So glad to see that.
And those, by the way, very stylish mukluks you're wearing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Olivia's basically out of school today for a rainy day. We got no ice in Middle River at all. I just can't believe this. Anyways, well, she's happy.
Yeah, she's, sorry, ecstatic.
Oh, yeah, she's excited about it. I just saw this post, by the way, guys, from Chris Papps with Project Baltimore. It came out 11 minutes ago. Baltimore City Schools is the fourth lowest performing district in the nation among those tested by the federal government, which is where it's been historically. $400 million in additional tax dollars since 2020 hasn't moved the needle since.
Yes. No, I saw the interview on Fox with Pastor Shannon Wright. She's absolutely right. If they don't fix it, you're just feeding a criminal justice system. It's an endless loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is something that, and they're going to throw more money at it with Blueprint.
Yep.
You know, so again, this is what they do. As I said, this is the largest money laundering operation in the country is teachers unions and the Democrat Party.
Right.
Yeah, the teachers unions, of course, resist giving parents the opportunity to say, you're not teaching my child very well. I'm going to put my kid somewhere else, a charter school, a religious school, a private school, a homeschool. They resist that like crazy because it costs them money.
Wasn't it President Trump who just the other day said with regarding Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, he hopes that she puts herself out of a job.
Yep.
Yeah, which is good news. I mean, this is before I was a little hesitant about just dismantling it, you know, so abruptly, especially considering how they handle dollars here in the state of Maryland. But I understand that it has to happen. It's time to dismantle the Department of Education.
Well, you know, it just magically became a federal thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what happened. Just magically, HEW said we no longer care about education in general. We're going to have a whole department. We're going to run your local school board.
The other question that I have with, you know, Trump ran on this, making government more efficient. He talked about Doge. He campaigned with Elon Musk. Everybody knew it was coming.
Right.
And now that it's here, they're having a sissy fit. But what does it say about previous Republican legislators? This waste, fraud, and abuse has been going on for decades. And yet, occasionally you'd get buddy like Tom Coburn or you get Ron Paul or somebody would, you know, make the list of, but they'd ignore it.
Yeah.
The entire swamp would ignore it.
Be a chuckle for a day.
Musk comes in.
Yeah.
He brings his own, you know, wonder group of 22, 25-year-olds, whatever the case may be, and they start finding stuff that's just blowing me away.
Yeah. And all those Republicans that have run on being fiscally responsible.
What a joke.
Yeah, they lied. Well, we're going to also talk to Senator Justin Reedy today around 9:30. He's going to react to the State of the State address. That's another financial debacle when it comes to Governor Wes Moore and his ridiculous budget. I don't know how you guys felt about his speech yesterday. I thought it was well written. I thought the transitions were great. I thought whoever wrote the speech was great. But it was, there was nothing there.
No substance. It was, I think, the most insignificant State of the State I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And you know, he smiles and he says all the, and he's affable, but there's nothing there.
No, not at all.
So I'm waiting for the musical.
So we're going to talk about all that more coming up next.
All right, Kim Klasick Live coming up at 9 o'clock. Hey, Chuck Todd was the first to say goodbye. Andrea Mitchell, NBC News.
That's right. She's gone.
She's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone after 17 years of pushing the leftist agenda. Yeah. And what's interesting here is that 60 Minutes has released the raw interview of Kamala Harris.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Word salad city.
But even worse, if you look at the raw footage, what they did here, I think Trump's got, they've got an issue here. 60 Minutes cut her nonsense answer on Israel and replaced it with a completely separate sentence from earlier in the interview.
Yeah.
It wasn't even in context.
No.
Completely different.
No, it's a clear example of distortion through selective editing, I guess would be a polite way of saying it. You simply eliminate those parts of the interview you don't like and include only those parts you do like, or you manufacture a response that doesn't even go with the original question that was asked.
I don't know about you, but I'm waking up every day with a big smile on my face.
Yeah.
You know, during the first few weeks of the Trump administration.
That USAID is still not going to give you money. Sorry. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low interest rates they're paying on their current home and because inventory is not all that broad right now either. Well, let me ask you a question. If you could find your dream home and get an interest rate somewhere in the mid-fours, would you go for it? Well, if the answer is yes, you've got to talk with Vinny Steele, who's Maryland's real estate expert. Vinny Steele is able to sell your home home in your time frame at your price, guaranteed. And he's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. I'll call the only guy that I would call in order to sell my home, and that's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Now is a great time to sell your home or your rental property while prices are still strong. Talk to Vinny Steele before it's too late. Again, 410-709-7515.
We are back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.